Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast. Fridays on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Two Rivers, my neighborhood, my bank. Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. We are off and running at 4:02. We welcome you aboard on 1600 AM Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio and fine local programming, such as the show you're listening to right now. 106.3 FM is our South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Listen online at kgymradio.com or through the KGYM app. You can download that for your Android or Apple phone. 366-1600 is the text line, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach out to us as we get settled into the comforts of the friendly confines of the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Good show for you coming up tonight. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register will be with us inside the 5 o'clock hour. Chad had a lengthy conversation recently with Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. We'll talk about the end result of that conversation. Chad's piece at hawkcentral.com. Jack Dom, Mount Mercy's baseball coach, is with us all throughout the Major League Baseball season on Fridays. His weekly segment, Touching All the Bases, coming up at 5 as well. We're going to do this. We're going to play Race to Win today until the prizes are gone. So at least four times over the course of the next 3 hours. And on top of that, we've still got very nice prizes, by the way. Tickets to see Peter Frampton at the McGrath Amphitheater. Tickets to see the Minnesota Twins. The $100 gift card to the Iowa Magic Shop. And the Cedar Rapids River Kings prize package. River Kings are on the road taking on Quad Cities this weekend. All that on tap for you several times throughout the course of the next 3 hours. We also have a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. You can pick up the phone and give us a call when the time is right to win that the old-fashioned way. Plus, we've got tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action later this season at Veterans Memorial Stadium. So lots of great reasons for you to ride this out with us, just as my co-host rode out the storm last night in Iowa City. It was very, very different weather evenings for those of us who lived in Cedar Rapids and for those of us who live to the southern portion of the viewing area. That wasn't Iowa just, City got hammered.
That wasn't just any old severe thunderstorm. That was to the point, I'm not a person who dislikes storms every once in a while. Sometimes it's calming. Sometimes I enjoy the rain, the thunder, the lightning. I enjoy that sometimes. But that last night, for those of you in the listening to us on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City, you know what I'm talking about. That was wild. The wind, the sheets of rain, the light poles were shaking. The trees looked like they were going to be uprooted by the wind.
At one point, it looked like it was literally raining sideways.
Yeah, it was.
And meanwhile, up here in Cedar Rapids, we're just dealing with some thunder and a little bit of rain. It's weather. I've always been fascinated by the weather. And that last night, that was a hell of a storm that the folks in Iowa City were pounded with. 319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line, as we mentioned, available for you to reach out to us. The Boston Bruins beat, speaking of storms, the Carolina Hurricanes have been downgraded to a tropical storm at this point. They are out of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, so the Bruins will now sit around and hopefully not gather too much rust.
They will sit around for at least 9 days before they start their Stanley Cup final.
Are we ready for another Boston sports parade?
This is ridiculous.
Are we?
I mean, good grief.
Does the winner of the Western Conference Finals in the NHL become America's team by default?
Yes.
The Blues,
well,
or
if
the
it's
Sharks?
The Sharks, I'm not sure that many people are going to have sympathy for them based on the way these playoffs have gone. But
careful. You're sounding a little sore there.
But if it's the Blues, sure, why not?
America's team.
The lovable losers in the playoffs, of course. Not in the regular season, but in the playoffs.
Take it from experience here. Enjoy your time as the lovable losers, because the minute that the lovable losers are winners, people will come out of the woodwork to hate you.
And that's fine. That's fine.
You'll take it?
No, I mean...
You'll gladly take... Hey, Alex says, bring on the hatred as long as it comes with a Stanley Cup.
I cheer for a baseball team that a lot of people dislike, and it's one of those things where you can't be loved by
everybody.
They
don't dislike the team. They dislike a small vocal minority of the fan base of that team. At least that's my assertion. I've got nothing against the actual team. It's a small group of the fans that are very vocal, that are easy to make fun of, and it's part of the rivalry, which, as we mentioned yesterday, is going to be taken on the road to England next year. The Yankees and the Red Sox are playing, I believe it's next month in London, and in 2020, the Cubs and the Cardinals will take their show overseas. It's a big sports weekend. We've got the PGA Championship going on. Zach Johnson shot a 1-under 69 today. I'll pause here so that you can insert your favorite joke. Thank you very much. So he will most definitely be playing through the weekend. It's a little perilous at the moment as to whether or not Tiger Woods is going to make the cut or not.
It looks like he probably won't, if I were to guess right now.
That's bad news for the idiot in Wisconsin that took a match to the $100,000, part of the $1.19 million that he won when Tiger captured the green jacket, because he bet Tiger was going to win the Grand Slam this year. Brooks Koepka continues to sit atop the leaderboard at this point, and this will be interesting to see, because again, my theory here is that when Tiger's not in the field, when he doesn't make the cut, most people are tuned out. They're not watching. John Daly, he ain't going to be around for the weekend.
Especially the PGA Championship. That's not necessarily the marquee major event that people tune in to watch. As many golf fans have spelled it out to me, it's the least major of all the majors.
The least major of all the majors. I like that. I do like that. Bethpage Black on Long Island hosting the PGA Championship this year, and Tiger not doing so good.
No, he's not doing very well.
Coming up later on in the program today, also, very excited about this, because we have had zero people asking about this, because nobody cares about the Preakness this weekend at Pimlico in Baltimore, but I will give you the official Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, Preakness Trifecta. I am not going so far as to guarantee that I have handicapped this race to the best of my abilities, which is not saying a whole lot, because I'm not a great horse handicapper. But I think I've sniffed out three horses that are going to finish 1, 2, 3 tomorrow. And I'm also going to give you a long shot, which I think could win some money. Now, it's not 65-1. It's not country house long shot odds where you're going to plop down $20, $30 on it and make a huge windfall. But I've got a sleeper that I like tomorrow in the race, and I'll give it to you later on in the program today.
Did you catch any of the Warriors?
Welcome to the Golf and Horse Racing Show.
Did you catch any of the Warriors and Portland Trailblazers matchup last night?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I hear. Here, we have breaking news coming into the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
The Warriors are good.
The Warriors are good. Here's a caveat. Even without Kevin Durant.
I still don't know how people made such a big deal out of Kevin Durant. They won a title without him.
They had the most wins in the history of the regular season.
They were fine. Him. They're going to be fine. Now, that being said,
they are 33-4 without him.
I am really, really, really intrigued by this Bucks team.
I am as well.
They are 9-1 so far in the postseason. They've just been obliterating everybody. And they're up one game to nothing on the Toronto Raptors. I think everybody can get on board with rooting for the American team here. Is that 7:30 tonight or 8:30?
7:30.
7:30 at the Pfizer Forum, the new arena there in Milwaukee, as the Bucks look to take a commanding lead in that series. They're Golden State and Milwaukee is a final that I would sign up for right now.
I am very excited
Kawhi
for that.
Kawhi Leonard in Toronto.
No, I want the future best player in the NBA going up against the juggernaut that is the Golden State Warriors. When LeBron James's career comes to an end, and hopefully it's not anytime soon, his effectiveness comes to an end. Once again, hopefully it's not anytime soon. Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be the best player in the NBA. The amount of things that he can do on both ends of the court, the fact that he's getting better as a shooter, his tireless work ethic, his all-around good attitude towards playing the game of basketball, his competitive nature, the fact that he's 6'11 and a point guard with unbelievable athleticism and can dunk on anybody is a mismatch. Nobody can guard him at that position. He will be the best player in the NBA, and he's already the MVP of the league. So I want to see sort of the new future face of the league going up against the Golden State Warriors.
Before you leave the studio, Kyle Mann, our producer, who does not get enough credit for the work that he does here behind the scenes, at some point today before 7 o'clock, would you like to try to spoil the ending of Game of Thrones? Do you have a theory on how the show is going to end this weekend?
I kind of do.
Do you want to ruin everybody's weekend by looking into your crystal ball and telling folks what's going to happen?
If it were during... I'll do it during the 6 o'clock hour. I will give a hard spoiler.
When you're hoping nobody's listening. Okay, I got you.
A hard spoiler edition. I'll give you one sentence what's going to happen.
We do this all the time before sporting events. Why can't we do it for TV shows?
Would you like to spoil the ending of The Big Bang Theory, which is a TV show that I was unaware was coming to a conclusion last night?
Same.
TV show that I have never watched in my life. The Big Bang Theory.
I've never watched it. My parents are big into it.
And the other show.
It's a very polarizing show.
I thought this was what was going to ruin our relationship when I worked with him. But Tyler Ryder was really bothered by the fact that I had never seen an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh. I've seen every episode.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered by it, but I've seen every episode. It's on Hulu. It's easy to get to.
How I Met Your Mother was sold to me as a must watch. I was told it was a must.
A must watch.
Yeah, and after viewing it myself, I would not represent it that way. But that's how it was presented.
No, it's like a watch that it's definitely not a must watch.
Somebody told
me
it was right there.
If you really want to, if you really don't have if you have a lot of time on your hands, you might as well watch it. That's how I would describe it.
I'm looking forward to the end of Game of Thrones this weekend because it's going to lead to, I think, a catastrophic meltdown among people on Monday when they realize that they have nothing to talk about at work anymore and they're going to have to figure out something else to connect with folks with. This happened to fans of The Sopranos, another great HBO show a million years ago, when that screen went blank. And I think with the benefit of hindsight, you realize what that was meant to symbolize. It wasn't the death of Tony Soprano. It was the death of you, the viewer. You no longer having the show to enjoy. That was a really controversial ending. Have you seen the video of Peter Dinklage giving the interview about this season of Game of Thrones?
I have not seen his. Was he less than impressed?
It was, I guess this was a couple months ago before the season premiere. And I'll let you go search it out yourself. But he apparently, I watched this the other day, and I don't watch the show, but it's something that people talk about, so I like to try to keep my finger on the pulse here. He basically seemed to throw shade at the showrunners for how crappy the final season was going to be. And then at the end of the interview, he rolls his eyes.
I did not see that. I'm going to go look at it right now, but that is...
How's the text line doing right now?
They're fired up about Game of Thrones.
We're not talking sports. They're fired up?
Yeah. Sports guy is not there.
My approach is you always talk with the... you always talk about what people find interesting, and right now I don't really think there's a sports story out there that has Eastern Iowa hanging on the edge of its seat.
Well, here's the topic that I want to ask
Kepka listeners. Nation.
Kepka Nation. I would love to be Brooks Koepka for a day.
Well, just at the PGA Championship.
I would choose Tiger Woods like 20 years ago as someone I would like to be, but Brooks Koepka at the PGA Championship is someone I would want to be. 319-366-1600. What hobby do you suggest that people who are fans of Game of Thrones take up when Game of Thrones is done? 319-366-1600.
I have, by the way,
knitting.
To Rob and Center Point on the text line, I have watched episodes of Archer, and it's okay. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I don't hate it. I'm having a hard time thinking of a cartoon that I've ever come across, whether for children or adult-oriented cartoons, that I've ever really hated.
Futurama is awful.
You thought Futurama was awful?
Hated it. I watched like one episode. I couldn't watch it.
King of the Hill. King of the Hill was another, when it was on originally, wasn't necessarily a huge fan, but then
I was okay with it.
Pops up in syndication. It's on all the time, and occasionally I will stop and find myself, the older I get, the more I seem to be gravitating toward the Hank Hill character, which bothers me a little bit.
I know you're pro South Park. How do you guys feel about Family Guy?
I am fascinated by Family Guy.
I know a lot of people who love it. I'm not in that category, but I've seen a few. I like it.
I have to walk a very fine line here because it's 2019. And what fascinates me about Family Guy, pardon me, is the fact that it, for the most part, is still trying to toe that line of trying to figure out just how far you can push the envelope.
Right.
And nobody's doing that in 2019 because the minute that you push the envelope, your career blows up, right? So you can't do that show. And South Park, to a certain extent, I thought South Park has done a really good job of lampooning sort of the way that we are now as a nation. And you get people, when you have people on both sides that think you're biased in the direction of the other side, I think you're doing your job okay. So South Park, it's had its moments. It's had its ups and downs. But I like the fact that they continue to push the envelope. And Family Guy, look, if you're turning that on thinking it's a cartoon for kids or something, yeah, you're going to be crapping your pants. And
I remember when it first came out, I'm not going to try to guess how long it's been, but it was a different time where the network television was a little bit more raunchy and you could get away with that. And then now you can't. So it's interesting to me how they've tried to adjust to that while trying to keep their brand as what it's sort of what it was in the beginning. That's a tough line to toe.
There's nothing going on that I really care about in the sports world today. And it's a 3-hour show where you're expected to talk about sports. Today is one of those days. Now, somebody on the text line, I already know the listeners, they're going to accuse me of sitting here feeling sorry about myself. No. This is me being honest with you. If Tiger doesn't make the cut at the PGA, and it doesn't look like it's going to, and the Preakness, there's no chance this weekend for a Triple Crown, picking up the second leg of the Triple Crown, and the NHL, NBA playoffs, we're not in the finals yet. I got nothing to cling to. Nothing. Except maybe the return of Trey Turner tonight for the Washington Nationals as they take on the Cubs at Nationals Park. Outside of that, yeah, let's sit here and talk about TV.
Why do the Nationals stink so bad?
The Nationals are just... Does every sport not have a franchise that seems to be perpetually stuck in neutral? To me, that's the Washington Nationals. And this goes back, and very few times can you go back to the exact moment where that franchise sealed its fate as permanently mediocre.
Are you going to say Pete Cosma?
No, I'm the decision to shut down Steven Strasburg.
Same year, yes.
Same season. When they had games against the Marlins and the Cubs in September that meant nothing. The Cubs and the Marlins were awful. And they decided that they were going to still start Steven Strasburg, and then they shut him down for the postseason. And the hubris, the arrogance of the Nationals was, we're young. Our window's going to be open for the better part of the next decade.
That never works in Major League Baseball.
And they've never come close since then. Name me, what's the NFL equivalent? Is there a friend? Is it the Cowboys at this point, where they're just they exist and they don't get to the pinnacle? I know. Don't give me what Jerry Jones did with Jimmy Johnson back in the day and Barry Switzer. That's a million miles in the rearview mirror. I'm talking right now, here and now.
I would submit the Los Angeles formerly known as the San Diego Chargers.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Similar to what we're talking about, they've had a good team for a long time. They've been really close, but for a number of reasons, it just goes cataclysmically bad at some point.
Can we hit the breaking news sounder here? 0789 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Sports betting has passed in the state of Iowa.
Oh.
Breaking news.
I don't know. Very few people are going to find that funny. I had to stifle my laughter over here because that's a callback to like 2 days ago we did that bit.
Thank
where
you for
everybody
listening.
Was
loyal listener. Yes, 0789.
Loyal
shout
listener.
Out to you. To
get that person an ill-fitting KGYM t-shirt. And if it's not ill-fitting the first time you wear it, it will be after you wash it and dry it. 319-366-1600.
Get a bottle opener.
Along those lines, the official Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn trifecta for the Preakness tomorrow coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. Now, until, say, July 1st, this is for entertainment purposes only, although we have parimutuel wagering in the state of Iowa, so this is you can go to Prairie Meadows or any place to get your action on. That there are a couple horses that are running tomorrow that I liked, and I did put my head together with my former co-host who works for WNML, the sports animal in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he helped point me in the direction of one of these horses. But
is it improbable?
It's not. I do have improbable on the trifecta. I'll leave it at that. I don't want you to... Baffert,
not spoil this.
Bob Baffert has won the Preakness with a horse that he's trained seven times. This is Bob Baffert's personal playground here. It's like Tiger Woods going to Pebble Beach. Does Tiger play at Pebble? I just grabbed Tiger and I gave him a course that he plays well at. He's got to have a course he plays well at, right? I think it's Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach and
it
Augusta,
ain't Beth Page.
Obviously.
It ain't Beth Page Black right now. Tiger's struggling along with some of the rest of the field. And if he doesn't make the cut this weekend, you'll have some television executives at CBS who are rather disappointed because he still brings eyeballs. And if Brooks Koepka keeps doing what he's doing, although I've always said that Jordan Spieth piques my interest, and if he's coming out of this rut that he's been in for a while, because he's near the top of the leaderboard as well, then that may be enough. I'm going to be spending this weekend with my uncle, who is a devoted golf fanatic, so I'm going to be subjected to watching this, whether Tiger makes the cut or not.
Is your uncle a golf guy?
Oh, no, he's not a golf guy.
Not a golf guy, just a big golf fan.
No, he's a big golf fan because he likes and understands Tiger Woods and the fact that he's kept golf relevant for the better part of the last two decades. And I can't wait until the day that Tiger is like John Daly, getting an exemption for a cart and tooling around Tiger in the cart. It's coming. I don't know when that is, but... we'll see. 319-366-1600. Couple chances, not a couple, several chances to play Race to Win. Your first on the way here shortly. When we come back, Kyle's going to get you a big board update. We'll have Love It or Leave It. Chad Lystico, Jack Dom set to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
It's spring cleaning time, and the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency is your one-stop drop-off for garbage and recycling. The Landfill and Resource Recovery Building on County Home Road is open 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday, so you can avoid the lines on Saturday by stopping in during the week. And remember, to help keep our roads clean, safe, and avoid getting a big fine, cover your load. Thank you for helping keep garbage off our streets. Need more info about garbage and recycling? Just go to solidwasteagency.org.
Whatever you drive should feel like a sweet ride, right? That's why I take my baby to Milex in Cedar Rapids. They treat her with kid gloves and treat me like I know what I'm talking about. I always feel good walking in there, and I really appreciate their complimentary customer shuttle. They even donate 5% of my bill to my kid's school. And when I pick up my car at Milex, they leave candy on the dash. How sweet is that?
Milex Complete Auto Care, 2010 Sylvia Avenue Northeast. Open now during remodeling. CedarRapidsMilexAuto.com.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 9 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Monday is Marked Down Monday at the Colonels, and that means select concession items are marked down. $1.50 for hot dogs and $1 for small popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and chips. Save money on dinner and eat at the stadium this Monday. Visit Colonels.com to purchase tickets and party at the park with the Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Giannis and the Bucks continue to roll with a Game 1 win over Toronto. Will the Raptors respond and tie the series up in Game 2?
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on the Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
4:30, we welcome you back in. A Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn being presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. You can check them out online at tworivers.bank or at one of their corridor locations in Coralville or Iowa City. My neighborhood, my bank, Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register set to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Jack Dom, the head coach at Mount Mercy, discussing Major League Baseball with us all throughout the season as well, touching all the bases coming up at 5:20 this afternoon, plus six things for you to win today. We have four prizes inside Race to Win. We've got tickets to see the Colonels, and we've got a $30 gift card to Mulligan's. So if you listen to us, this tortured program in which we have horse racing and golf and the NBA conference finals and all of these little tiny, you go to Long John Silver's and you get the crumbs at the bottom of the basket. That's sort of what today is as far as a sports day goes. But keep in mind, those crumbs are really sometimes tasty. Kyle is with us on the other side of the glass. He's joined us here in the studio. Our producer, Kyle Mann, bringing you a big board update presented by Alexander Lumber. You can find them at their temporary location, 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City.
Chad Lystico's recent sit-down with Fran McCaffrey came with a lot of information for Iowa basketball fans, and he addressed what's been the most discussed storyline of the offseason, explaining that while Isaiah Moss was fourth or fifth in shots and minutes, he believed Moss wanted to go somewhere where he would be first or second. In what could be interpreted as a tacit acknowledgement that that wouldn't be as a senior at Iowa, McCaffrey said he hopes that's what he finds. On the topic of why assistant coach Andrew Francis left the school, he speculated that Francis just felt it was time for a change and said he is not targeting any sort of defensive specialist as his replacement. The Iowa baseball team almost made one of its late game rallies that had the team looking postseason bound just a couple short weeks ago, but lost in Maryland in walk-off fashion last night, 8-6. At this point, the Hawkeyes will need to snag a Big Ten tournament title to get where they want to go, but they've still got two more games with the Terps this weekend, game two this evening and game three tomorrow. Former Hawkeye Hannah Stewart has signed a deal to play overseas with the Lakeside Lightning in Western Australia. She'll be joining the 2018 WSBL champions fresh off a 21-1 season. The Colonels won Clinton last night 5-4 in the opener of a four-game weekend series in Clinton. They'll play through the weekend and return home to host Burlington Monday. Tonight after the show, we'll have the game two of the Raptors and Bucks on the South and Main gyms, and then at 8:30, we'll have the Twins and Mariners on the North gym. Over the weekend, we'll have all NBA playoff games as well as the PGA Championship.
Speaking of the Twins, the latest former Cedar Rapids Colonel set to make his debut at the big league level, Luis Arraez. Played second base here a couple seasons ago. The kid has one tool. It is a carrying tool. He can hit. He can fall out of bed and hit 330, which means you're going to be getting on base, and we'll see what kind of a role he can carve out at the big league level. Nelson Cruz going on the injured list finally with that sore wrist. We've got people asking on the text line for my opinion of the 1A 3,200-meter run at the state tournament. We'll get into this because there's nothing I enjoy more than giving an opinion that I have no strong opinion about on this program, but just sheer and utter incompetency, my own or somebody else's, is also something that I enjoy taking a deep dive into, and this appears to be sheer, utter incompetency. But first, it is Friday. Let's get Love It or Leave It out of the way.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
And that team was 21-1. And they did it without Kevin Durant. Imagine, oh no, sorry, that was the team that Hannah Stewart is joining in Australia. Alex, number one, Zion is impossible.
I know after the NBA draft lottery, and really since the basketball season when we first laid eyes on Zion Williamson wearing a Duke uniform, everybody knew he'd be the number one pick. And it's easy to see why. The skill, the athletic ability, the basketball IQ, it's off the charts for somebody at age 18. The biggest, the detractors are the people who are wondering whether or not he's going to be as successful at the NBA as most people think he will be, including myself, will say, how is the body going to be able to hold up? 6'7", 285 pounds. Can he play at that weight? Probably not. He's probably going to have to get down to 260 pounds. But it got me thinking. The people asking that question, including myself, we have nothing to compare it to. We have nobody really in the history of sports to compare that frame to. Because up until recently, nobody thought it was possible for someone to be 6'7", 285 pounds with a 42-inch vertical leap and to be able to run the way that he does at age 16. He was one of the best dunkers on the planet at age 16. He was a celebrity by the time he stepped foot on a court in high school. So even LeBron James, coming out of the city of Akron, everybody talked about what a talent he was. And obviously that has come to fruition. There's no doubt about that. But even he didn't have the frame that Zion Williamson had. So while I'm curious about how Zion's going to hold up and if he needs to lose some weight or whatever, I have nothing to compare him to because we've never really seen any human being playing sports with that kind of physical attributes at this age. So I love this. So many people thought that this was impossible until they saw Zion Williamson.
Number two.
Tyler Cook's musical knowledge.
This came out during his interview at the NBA Draft Combine, but Tyler Cook apparently does not know the words to the Iowa Fight song, nor does he know the words to In Heaven There Is No Beer. I watched a little bit of this interview the other night, and I don't know whether to be dumbfounded by that or whether or not I can just let that roll off my back like so many other things that I do in this business. But it didn't seem to sit well with some Hawkeye fans who have had the opinion for the better part of the last couple seasons that he really didn't want to be here, that he wanted to be in the NBA, that he came back because he had to, because there were things that he had to work on. I mean, I'm 39 years old. I still know the fight song for both my high school and my college alma mater. Is that odd? I feel like we've talked about that before. I don't want to go down that road right now, but Tyler Cook, along with Mariel Shayok, one of the 10 players that earned combine invites, along with the other players that had already been invited, taking that next step. And I still think he's on the outside looking in when it comes to the draft next month, but he certainly has opened some eyes with his performance, and he certainly opened some eyes with his comments about what he did and did not know from his time at the University of Iowa.
Number three.
Flying under the radar.
Can you do it in a Mel Kuhn Jr. or Mel Kiper Jr. voice?
I see. I can't do it.
Flying under the radar.
Flying under the radar.
So we have...
See, I'm bad. It's not good.
I'm starting to hear and see some mock drafts for next year's NFL draft, and I know how much you love that, Todd. I'm not a big fan of it either, but of course, Iowa has some players on their 2019 roster that will hear their name called in next year's NFL draft. I don't think there's any question about that. You saw Gil Brandt come out with his top five senior quarterbacks, and we'll get to Nate Stanley in just a second, but he was ranked number three on that list. You're seeing the hype train around Tristan Wirfs and the strength that he has, and whether or not NFL scouts are going to want to draft him in the top 10 or where he fits in. I think he's a very intriguing prospect going into next year. Of course, AJ Epenesa, most people believe he'll be a pretty easy top 15 pick. The name that is flying under the radar, who I think has a chance to be in that range, is Alaric Jackson, the left tackle. He doesn't.
Here's a guy.
He's a guy who, in his own right, is incredibly strong and incredibly athletic. And at 6'7", 200 or 320 pounds, with the natural bend that he has, I think he's a starting tackle in the
NFL.
That's a
grade A term right there. Natural bend.
Natural bend. You can't overstate how important that is for an offensive lineman, and that gives him automatically position versatility. Because somebody's going to think they can slide him into guard, despite the fact that he is 6'7", 320 pounds. He can play either side of the offensive line. We've already seen that. And I think he is probably the second best prospect on this team going into next year. So I thought he could have come out this year and probably been a top 3 or 4 round pick in another year of seasoning. And that's the other important thing. He has gotten better every single year he has been at Iowa, which tells you that there is a work ethic behind the gifts that he has with that frame, that athletic ability, and that bend. So I love this. Flying under the radar, Alaric Jackson, I think, could be a very well first-round pick.
Number four.
No defense, no problem.
We're going to be talking with Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register coming up to kick off the 5 o'clock hour, but one of the comments that Fran McCaffrey made to him for this piece that is available at hawkcentral.com is Fran seemed to take just a massive dump on the idea that it would be a good idea to hire an assistant coach who specializes in working on the defensive side of the ball. And I'm going to leave this because John Beilein did exactly this, and it worked out really well for him at Michigan. And Ohio State has done this to a relatively decent amount of success. And Fran's comments were something along the lines of, when you specialize in one thing, you don't become a well-rounded coach. Who cares? Win games. And you need to play better defense in order to do that. Go get yourself a defensive stopper. It's not happening. So for those Iowa fans out there that are clinging to the hope that some white knight is riding in, am I mixing Game of Thrones? I don't know what I'm doing at this point, but the idea that somebody's coming in at the 11th hour to save this team from its own defensive mishap, not happening. So we'll get Chad's thoughts on his reaction to that and more when he joins us coming up in about 20 minutes.
Number five.
Measurables, measurables, measurables.
Todd, I feel like you and I were on the Nate Stanley NFL train like 2 years ago. Like before this whole explosion and these tweets coming from Gil Brandt earlier this year ever were released, I remember being on an interview with our friend of the show, Mark Lillibridge, who was a former scout player and in the NFL, a scout and player and assistant to the general manager in the NFL. And I asked him about Nate Stanley. And I said, you look at the frame and the body of work, where do you rank him? And he said, just based on the frame, the 6'4", 242-pound frame, and also his arm strength, you have to put him automatically in that second to third round range. And whatever he does from here, he can build on that. If he shows major inconsistencies, maybe he drops into the third round, but he's not going to go much further than that. And when I saw Gil Brandt come out and say, this guy is my third-ranked senior quarterback behind Justin Herbert of Oregon and Shea Patterson of Michigan, I'm not surprised. And I've gotten a lot of texts and direct messages about this, asking me what do you think about this, and what does this mean for the Iowa team going forward, and do they have an upper-level quarterback in college football? And I remember when we first saw Nate Stanley at Kids Day 3 years ago, and his ability is very obvious. The size is very obvious. The arm talent it stands out. The question is, can he be more consistent under pressure? Can he win some big games that come down to the wire? And if he can do that, I think that you're looking at a prospect that could find his way into the first round. If not, you're looking at a developmental prospect at the worst in the second or third round, just based on the measurables, like we said from the very beginning. So I love this.
Number six.
Are you serious?
That's you, as in you, Darvish, who I think maybe has figured out the key to success. He had a really good start earlier this week against the Cincinnati Reds. And what it boiled down to was he really took his time in between pitches.
Oh, no.
And it seemed to work for him. He had, 11 strikeouts over 5 1/3? I mean, he's still not going deep into games, but taking his time, slowing down, and seemingly thinking things through had worked really well for you, Darvish. Now, the bullpen, and in particular Carl Edwards Jr., had other things in their minds and wound up blowing what would have been, a really progress-marking victory for you, Darvish. But there's a glimmer of hope here that maybe, just maybe, he's figured out a way to work through some of his troubles. I'm going to leave this, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we could be sitting here in a couple weeks talking about a completely different you, Darvish.
Number seven.
The last 100 days are always the hardest.
Todd, you know we're 100 days out from the start of the college football season?
Today's 99, isn't it? I thought yesterday was 100.
Well, regardless.
Okay.
Regardless, the last 100 days, this is where I start thinking ahead to college football. I lie. I do that as soon as the
Math is as bad as the guy who rang the bell at the 3,200 meter in Des Moines.
I start thinking about the previous season, but this is where we get into the summer. This is where, like we've talked about the first hour of the show, the topics are few and far between. Not much is happening. We're going to get into watch list season, and when watch list season comes, and I'm pretty sure I just saw AJ Epenesa find his way on to a watch list today.
That is correct, a fairly noticeable one.
That's when I start getting frustrated. That's where it's like, can we just hurry up? Can we get through the summer and see some of these first week matchups like Florida and Miami squaring off in Orlando? Can we see how Tua Tagovailoa sort of makes his mark in his draft eligible year? Will Trevor Lawrence take a step forward after how can you take a step forward after winning a national championship in year one, or is he going to coast towards the NFL draft for two consecutive years at Clemson, even though he's ready right now? Brock Purdy at Iowa State, Nate Stanley, as I mentioned, at Iowa. There are so many things to look forward to this college football season. We're 100 days out, and these last 100 days are absolutely the most difficult to try and get through, so I love this.
Number 8.
Okay, John Daly.
John Daly,
I'm
going to love John Daly, who earlier this week just did the ultimate sort of middle finger to... I know this is... You don't get a cart on the PGA Tour for any old exemption. This has to be a legitimate medical reason. But the reason that John Daly is in such poor health is because, like many of us, John Daly didn't take care of his own body. So this is really a circus of his own making, and he's tooling around the PGA Championship yesterday with a McDonald's cup with God knows what in it, smoking cigarettes and treating it like a Saturday morning at a municipal golf course. How can you not love that? I mean, I said yesterday, he's the everyman of golf, except not every man can get on a tee and drive it 400, 500 yards, whatever he could at the height of his popularity. I still like John Daly. I'm still a huge fan. He's sort of making a mockery of, and he's not making the cut, so we'll be back to serious golf business over the course of the weekend. But how can you not embrace a guy that sort of looks like you out there in playing in a major, even though he wasn't playing well?
Number 9.
Leave no doubt and no room for the league to screw it up.
I'm moving past the hand pass in Game 3 with the St. Louis Blues and the San Jose Sharks. The fact of the matter is, the Sharks are up 2-1. Whether they deserve to be or not, they're up 2-1. But here's also another fact. The St. Louis Blues dominated the second and third period in that game. I had said at the outset that I think that the Blues match up better against the Sharks than either of the two teams they have faced and beaten in the playoffs so far. And now they have that chip on their shoulder again. They have been responding to adversity all season long since they got off to a terrible start in the first couple months of the season. And here's just another opportunity now to use this as fuel. This team seems to be a little bit different than past Blues teams, where when something like this happens, whether it's under Ken Hitchcock or Mike Yeo, they pack things in and get ready for the offseason. Any adversity strikes, it was done. The season was over. This team, I think they respond. I think they can respond in a big way and show, like they did in the second and third periods in game number 3, how much better they are than the San Jose Sharks. And don't give the league a chance to screw it up the way that they did in Game 3. So we'll see what happens tonight, but I'm feeling cautiously optimistic. I love this.
Number 10.
The Preakness.
I'm going to leave this, even though it could very well be the last Preakness that's run at Pimlico. There is no chance that we're going to see the second leg of the Triple Crown tomorrow. This is a 13-horse field. It's a good but not great field, in my opinion. There are a number of horses that could run and win this thing. And if you stick with us before 7 o'clock tonight, I'm going to reveal the official Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn trifecta, which you are free to play. I believe I've washed my hands of any legal obligation here. I'm not guaranteeing you that this is a winning trifecta by any stretch of the imaginations, but if you do win, you can thank me on Monday. How about that? 4:52 as
if you don't
we will
love it, leave it.
It's my fault.
Gear up for this is the first of four opportunities, a minimum of four opportunities for you to play and be victorious inside Race to Win. We're going to do this for the first time of several times on this program when we return after this. So get those dialing fingers ready, but don't dial yet. 366-1600. We'll let you know when to call after this.
As a mechanic, you're always fixing things, tinkering, tweaking, making it perfect for somebody else. But when's the last time you fixed something that's not working in your life? Star Equipment wants to take care of an experienced mechanic like you. There's always full-time work, summer or winter, and they'll make sure you have plenty of time with your family too. Get the stability, pay, and benefits you deserve from a growing business that shares your values. Learn more online at starequip.com. Equal opportunity employer. Pre-employment drug test required.
This is Alex Kuhn from KGYM. Well, it certainly felt like old times at Oracle Arena last night with a combination of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson shooting lights out and Andre Iguodala coming up with the game-winning steal for the Warriors. It's brand new times at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm speaking, of course, of the All-American Cheeseburger. Two fresh, never-frozen patties covered in gooey American cheese and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And while you're lost in the games this weekend, what better way to wash that burger down than with one of the dozens of ice-cold beer options offered at B-Dubs? Get the new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings today. And as always, please drink responsibly.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back in. Todd and Alex with you, gearing up for a 5 o'clock hour that'll feature Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register, as well as Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. But right now, we need caller number 6 to 866-1600. Caller number six is going to get the first of several cracks tonight at taking home the four remaining prizes inside Race to Win. We've still got a wonderful package from the Cedar Rapids River Kings. We've got two $50 gift cards to the Iowa Magic Shop. There are tickets to see Peter Frampton at the McGrath Amphitheater later on this summer, and tickets to see the first place Minnesota Twins taking on the Oakland Athletics this summer as well. Those are the four remaining prizes, and it looks like we've got a contestant locked and loaded, so let's play Race to Win.
Race to Win.
Brandon in Coggin is with us. And Brandon, I have a feeling that you know where some of these matches are. Is that just a hunch or am I right?
I only listen to you guys every day, so hopefully I do.
Okay. So
I think he's got it.
I got a sinking. I've been told, by the way, that I'm too mean to the listeners. So what you can't see right now is rainbows are literally shooting out of my mouth as I read these numbers off to you, Brandon. 1, 6, 11, 12, 19, 25, 26, and 28. Those are the eight remaining squares which you can select. So where would you like to start?
Let's go ahead and do 25.
All right, let's see what is behind door number 25.
Four tickets, a T-shirt, and a hat from the Cedar Rapids River Kings.
Okay, that's the River Kings prize package. Can you find the match?
12.
All right, let's see what is behind door number 12.
Four tickets to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Oakland A's on July 21st at Target Field.
Oh, Brandon, we were this close. I really thought you had it there. I'm surprised the Twins tickets have held out as long as they have. I thought that was probably what Brandon was shooting for, but he came up empty. And if we had more than 40 seconds, I would just give the number again, but we only have 40 seconds. Chad Lice, Tekoa, the Des Moines Register.
6 o'clock hour is going to be fun, isn't it?
6 o'clock hour is going to be loaded with prizes. We've got tickets to see the Colonels and a $30 gift card to Mulligan's that we've got to give away as well tonight, so if you like free stuff, I'm not paying for my friends here, but stick around because you're going to do a whole lot of winning with us over the next 2 hours. Chad is with us as the show continues. 5 o'clock hour on the way after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
PN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Right now, Brooks Koepka is threatening to run away with the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black. Koepka late in the second round at 11 under par with a 6-shot lead over a group that includes Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott. Also late in his round today, Tiger Woods now at 5 over and in danger of missing the cut. Game 2 for the Raptors and Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals tonight in Milwaukee, with the Bucks leading the series 1-0. Toronto made it tough in Game 1, though. Kyle Lowry with 30 points for head coach Nick Nurse.
His natural instincts as a player are to just play super hard, right? Do whatever it takes. And then he's also got natural instincts as a leader.
Coverage of Game 2 starts 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Wizards will talk with Nuggets president Tim Connelly. Washington is looking for a new president of basketball ops. Florida prosecutors will appeal a judge's decision to suppress the video evidence in Robert Kraft's solicitation case.
Coming up Monday is the question now, essentially, who's coming out of the East for the Warriors to steamroll, plus recapping the PGA Championship, who won the weekend, and your second-to-last chance at the Wingo Cup contest. Get with it, people. Golden Wingo Monday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
The biggest challenge this time of year is which sport to watch. So many choices. The start of the baseball season, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Watch it all at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar. You'll see every home run, every slap shot, every slam dunk on Brick Alley's 180-inch big screen with stadium seating. They've got 20 beers on tap, happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6, and trivia Wednesday nights at 7. The choice is easy. Go to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion.
Oh, oh, oh.
Need a specialized tool to finish your vehicle repair? There's no need to buy it if you're only going to use it once. Check out O'Reilly Auto Parts' Loaner Tool Program, available at any O'Reilly store. Find tools like a ball joint press, disc brake caliper tool set, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
5:03, welcome back or welcome to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on Fridays, courtesy of the good folks at Two Rivers Bank and Trust. You can find them here in the corridor in Coralville and Iowa City. My neighborhood, my bank. Find out what they have to offer by visiting them online at tworivers.bank. Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Jack Dom will stop by in a few minutes. Our weekly conversation about Major League Baseball. We'll find out what he thinks about Yu Darvish's slowing things down against the Reds and finding some results earlier this week. Lots more to get to, including some great giveaways. We've got a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub, tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and four prizes remaining inside Race to Win. All that plus, in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm going to give you the official Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn 2019 Preakness Stakes Trifecta. And yeah, that Bob Baffert horse is probably going to factor in there somewhere, but that's the tease. You've got to stick around to figure out what order I've got Improbable finishing in. 5:04, though, we welcome in Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register, as promised. We've been discussing a little bit of what Fran McCaffrey has had to say throughout these interviews. And Chad, you sat down with him recently in his office at Carver Hawkeye Arena and had quite a lengthy chat with him. As a matter of fact, you've stretched it out over a couple pieces at HawkCentral.com. What's the most interesting thing that you learned from Fran McCaffrey with in your time with him?
Oh, boy. To me, there's a lot of little nuggets that were kind of interesting. I think he really hasn't spoken much on what's been kind of a newsy offseason. So to me, his thoughts on Isaiah Moss were interesting. Basically saying he wanted to be first or second on the team in points rather than fourth. You said Joe Wieskamp, you know, he doesn't plan on coaching him for 4 years. Not because he doesn't want to, just because Joe's going to have an opportunity to go pro before then. But he does expect him to come back this year. And then I talked to him for a while on the assistant coaching situation. That was kind of an interesting flashpoint, I think. The fact that he wants a well-rounded assistant coach rather than a specialist. That was, I think, notable. I think a lot of people think, at least I do, that a defensive specialist would be good to have in the program or maybe an ace recruiter, that type of guy, not that they're laying around on the streets, but still trying to go after someone like that. Might have been a good idea, but that's not the way he went about it.
The Isaiah Moss news, I know that was very concerning for a lot of fans. Did he add any context or at least put this into a little bit better perspective for us? Because there have been a lot of rumors and a lot of speculation going on when Isaiah Moss decided to leave and then it ultimately ended up in Fayetteville.
Yeah, I mean he addressed it pretty straight on. I mean, just basically saying he desired more minutes elsewhere. He was getting about 24 a game last season with the Hawkeyes. Now you could argue Whether that was enough or not. I think every Hawkeye fan would agree that he's a pretty streaky guy. And you could debate whether, you know, being left on the bench for long stretches contributed to that or not. I kind of happen to think it does. I think he was just kind of an up and down player at times and needed to ride out those streaks. So that's what he said. And kind of some of the behind the scenes conversation I've had on this topic, you know, just seemed to indicate his, you know, he did have some parental pressure as well on this. It wasn't that he was disgruntled personally with Fran. Just wanted to kind of be the guy somewhere else, and you know, he's going to try to make that Arkansas for his fifth year.
Chad Lystico with us of the Des Moines Register. You can read the end result of his chat with Fran McCaffrey right now at HawkCentral.com. Do you have a feeling that his usage toward the end of games, where he was oftentimes on the bench, played a role in his leaving?
Yeah, I do. That's part of the dynamic we did talk about. What it's like, you know, how he balances coaching his sons, and obviously he's just one so far. But there were times, that were visible to see that, you know, Connor McCaffrey was out on the court and Isaiah Moss wasn't. And that does not, you know, that's not a knock on anybody. That's just the reality. And, in those crunch moments, and, you know, Connor came through at times too. So, I think that there's any athlete that's in that position, may see another player, a younger player, out on the floor instead of him. I think that that's notable. And it wasn't just, you know, Connor McCaffrey. It was, a lot of different guys were out there. And frankly, I mean, he was probably, you know, fourth best player on the team, maybe at best, maybe fifth. It's not like he was, the go-to guy and left on the bench or something like that. I mean, he was about a 24 to 27 minute a game type guy, and that's how Fran chose to use him.
The visuals of what you mentioned at the beginning, where Moss is on the bench, Connor's on the floor in late stretches, is that something that maybe as a worry could affect them on the recruiting trail, especially with how we know the negative recruiting works around the country?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question that that has an effect on people. I don't think there's any way to quantify it. But Iowa has not, you know, been able to land that point guard, and Connor McCaffrey does play point guard. So, I just think it's a reality. There's no way about it. I mean, I think whether there's anything Iowa could do about it or not, I don't know if there is, because, you know, just because of the last name, I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, how that dynamic works, but I'm pretty sure, without being in other recruits' living rooms, they're saying, hey, do you want to play for the coach whose son is also a point guard, or do you want to play for us and not worry about that dynamic? That's not to say that there is favoritism by any means. I'm just saying that is a recruiting tool. I think it'd be pretty naive to think that that wasn't being used against Iowa.
What do you think Iowa does with its two remaining scholarships at this point? I know some eyebrows were raised when Riley Till was placed on scholarship. I think it's a great story, but the big story to me is these two remaining scholarships and the fact that it looks like they're going in the bank.
Well, I guess that was another little highlight of the interview. He said they're still working the graduate transfer market and the conventional transfer market. So, I think he said, point blank, they're pursuing those options right now. So I don't think it's unrealistic that, they could bring in a transfer still. I think the one thing that, people forget or, don't think about that much is there's still a summer session here where a guy could graduate and enter the portal, come August, something like that, and find an opening like this. I think that there's, I think that still is open, but, if he does bank it, he banks it. And then the other thing that I would point out is they announced Till would be on scholarship for the next season. That doesn't necessarily mean he would be on scholarship the following season, 2 years left. So I think they're keeping that window open as well for the class of whatever that is, 2020.
How big of a topic was social media when you chatted with Fran McCaffrey?
Yeah, that was a big one, almost right out of the gate. You know, he took quite a bit of exception to, you know, I mean, it's commonplace. He said he did say, I suspect it's like this everywhere, but also just the fact that you know, folks can tag his players and tweet at them negative comments or whatever. You know, that I think we've seen that it does affect these Iowa players, some of them especially. You know, when they see negative criticism, you know, maybe it shouldn't, but don't. I mean, I guess it's just when you cover the team regularly, especially like going on the road like I do. I mean, you just see that these guys are just kids. You know, they're like 18 to 21 year old kids. I know they're in high profile positions, but you do feel for them a little bit. You know, when they're just trying to figure things out, you know, at the college level. So he kind of brought that up. I mean, I helped him by asking him a question about that, but yeah, he definitely talked for a while on that topic, called it disgraceful. You know, so if you're a fan and you do that, it's, you know, you certainly have every right to do it. It's just, you know, is that the right choice? To go after the college athletes. I mean, it's up to you. I kind of think coaches are on limits, and for the most part, amateur athletes, you know, especially personal attacks, are way off limits.
Do you get the sense that after a decade in Iowa City and Eastern Iowa, that the fishbowl is starting to get to Fran a little bit, that everything is under the microscope?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I do think the fact that his sons are going to be – he's going to have two sons playing for him this year. You know, that essentially, you know, if you take Riley Till out of the equation, two of his 10 scholarship players are McCaffrey's. I think that adds to it quite a bit. And, I mean, it doesn't mean anything about those players. I'm just saying that just adds to the spotlight and adds to the scrutiny, I think, among the entire fan base and, you know, among everybody out there. So, yeah, I think so. But the thing that we actually talked about, and I don't know I can't remember if I quoted him on this or not. I don't think I did, but, you know, just talking about being surprised that, like, that felt like for a 23-win season, you know, there wasn't really that, you know, energetic bounce like you would think you would get off a 23-win season. In terms of just kind of the fan sentiment, that type of thing. Do you guys feel that? I mean, it just seems like there's a negative cloud anyway.
That kind of led me to what I was going to ask you next. 23-win season, they bounced back from a disastrous year in 2018. But did it feel like, from talking to Fran, that this year was really tough on him based on all the turbulence that I'm not going to relitigate everything that happened, but there were a lot of bumps along the way.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think and the other thing we did talk about, like another thing I didn't include in the article, but I think this is well known, but just that their season before ended on March 1st, 2018. It was a long year. That was a 13-month season, essentially, because they got right back after that for the most part. So there was a lot that went on. Obviously, the Dolphin stuff, the suspension, you know, and yeah, I think it was an emotionally draining year. I think it's easy to forget some of the successes. I also think 23 wins kind of glosses over, you know, a little bit of the fade down the stretch, the missed opportunities there that they could have had a higher seed. You know, I think if they would have beaten Tennessee, though, I mean, that to me, that would have changed everything. And they were within 5 minutes of doing just that.
Chad Leistico with us from the Des Moines Register. I'm sure, as you mentioned, the subject of the assistant coaching search came up. The odds-on favorite here seems to be Courtney Eldridge, who's already on the staff. And if that's the case, why haven't we heard anything yet?
Well, he told me they're still down to a couple guys, so I don't know. But he also expected something this week. So, you know, that was not something he was willing to break in that interview. So I don't know. I don't know that to be for sure. I know he's been on the recruiting trail, but you know, Iowa did that in football too with Tyler Barnes and Scott Southmead. They sent their guys on the recruiting trail when they were down in a couple assistant coaches. What was it, like two or three seasons ago? So I don't think that's a foregone conclusion that he would be the guy.
You mentioned Joe Wieskamp earlier, and Fran saying that he doesn't really believe that he's going to be there 4 years. He believes he'll be back for his sophomore season. Did he give an update on what he's going through right now and the sort of the feedback that he's getting in the NBA process?
We did not get into that specific. I'm sorry. But yeah, I think he kind of views this sort of like the Tyler Cook thing last year, although that got pretty close to being reality. And, Peter Jock, whatever it was, 3 years ago now. This is kind of a year to gather that information. I don't think there's any reason to think Wieskamp will be gone. I mean, he didn't go to the combine. He didn't, he's not been in any of these things. So I think he's got a chance to kind of be the guy this year. And if he exemplifies whatever these NBA teams, whatever the feedback is telling him, I would not be shocked at all if he were to take the jump after that sophomore year, which is unfortunate. I mean, just from being a college basketball fan, it just seems like, and that was another thing we talked about a lot was, the 4 year guys, they're just not, it's just not a thing anymore for the most part, unless you're just a real average player. A guy like Ethan Happ would be kind of the type of guy you'd almost want to have. Like, that's a guy who's not quite ready for the NBA, but a really good college player. You almost need like five of those guys to have a really good, 4 year run with a team.
One of the subjects that I know came up that I found fascinating to get his thoughts on was you sat down with him shortly after it came out that John Beilein was leaving Michigan for the NBA in Cleveland, and he seemed to be just as taken aback by that as everybody else.
Well, he said he and John are good friends. Obviously, they're both longtime veteran head coaches in the game, and Beilein. Whether fans appreciate this or not, I mean, Iowa basketball runs a clean program. I mean, they're never in the NCAA violations list. Why this struck a nerve with Fran is just because Beilein kind of operates in the same way. Very much within the rules. Fran is on the NCAA ethics committee that Beilein created. And he actually said he succeeded Beilein. He replaced him on that committee however many years back. So he's kind of got that bond with Beilein and just sort of talked for a while about just sort of some of the things that he knows he was disappointed in. Beilein in the game of basketball, like agents being able to, in a sense, take over their players at the end of the season. And as he said, he's got no reason to give benefit of the doubt to the University of Michigan in that case. And obviously Michigan looks like it's going to lose, three underclassmen off that team. I believe the sentiment is that those guys aren't really quite ready, for the NBA. So, at least a couple of them. So it's, I think there's some dissatisfying stuff there. Obviously the Sean Miller stuff is, that kind of stuff is, really has a ripple effect, I think, across college basketball. Cause if, one program's paying players, and the rest of the conference suffers in a way cause they're, stacking that team and hurting others. So, yeah, he went on for a while about kind of the effect on the college game, and I think he is disenchanted with it too. But he's trying to obviously press forward and not cheat.
and that was the sort of the takeaway I had when I saw John Beilein leaving for a guy like Fran, like you mentioned, where John Beilein in one of the most stable positions in the country, where he's had so much success doing it the right way. And not cheating, and then he brings in developmental guys, and a lot of times those guys are leaving before they're ready to go to the NBA, but they're still first right. or second round draft picks. Is that sort of, I'm trying to look for the word here, but is it sort of a worry for Fran that coaches and people who run programs and bring in 4 year guys are kind of going by the wayside in college basketball?
Yeah, and I think you're hitting the nail on the head there, Alex, because he does. That was one thing. Another thing we talked about that I don't think got into the article, but just that's how he's always tried to do it. I mean, you've seen this kind of in the Fran McCaffrey blueprint, right? He tries to get in on these good players early. Wieskamp's a great example. They were one of the first ones in on Tyler. They try to get these guys early in their careers before they get those major offers, and then they hope to grab them, you know. So they invest 2, 3, sometimes 4 years recruiting a guy, and then to see him gone, you know, for good reasons, maybe, in 1 to 2 to 3 years, you know, that's, I think you can imagine how that would be a little bit demoralizing in some ways. And then the other topic we talked about was what he believes the transfer portal is free agency, because he says teams are tampering with players all the time. They're not supposed to, they're not allowed to, but they do. But they reach out to them, and you know, whether that's directly or, you know, through a conduit, you know, teams are, you know, asking guys, hey, if you transfer over here, you know, we'll make room for you, that type of thing. And that's obviously illegal too. And he kind of spoke out against that as well. And I think that's, they see the transfer portal, he does anyway, and I know Beilein did as well, as really opening up a can of worms. And imagine if, you know, all transfers had a one-time immediately eligible, waiver, then you're essentially talking about free agency point blank. So I can understand where he's coming from there.
Chad, are you a horse guy? Are you watching the Preakness this weekend?
Negative. No, I'll probably watch the PGA Championship this weekend, though.
You don't spend any time at Prairie Meadows in Altoona?
No, I know. It's kind of crazy. I did watch the Kentucky Derby. I watched that 2 minutes. And then I turned it off and I realized the horse I saw won didn't win. Later.
Tommy Birch strikes me as a guy who spends a lot of time at Altoona. Can you confirm or deny?
I know Mark Emmert is, okay?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I forgot. He's my dark horse there of the register.
Yeah.
And maybe Randy. I don't know. It's been a while since I've chatted with Randy about life.
Yeah, I think you could find Randy Peterson at the horse track.
They do have good pizza there, so I'm told.
I think he puts down $2 bets to show and on every race or something like that. So,
Chad, we appreciate the time. And before you know it, we'll be talking football with you again. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet.
That
was fun.
Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register. Again, you can read his piece available online at hawkcentral.com, sitting down for a lengthy chat with Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. And there's a lot to unpack there over the couple parts. But again, I keep going back to the idea that a coach who specializes in defense would be not necessarily a waste of time, but a bad idea. Like if you bring in a guy who's just a defensive coach, I don't think anybody out there is saying bring in somebody who's only a defensive guy, but bring in a guy who's got some defensive chops. And that does not seem to be registering on the radar at this point. And again, most folks out there think that Courtney Eldridge, who's been on the staff for a couple years as the video coordinator, is in line to get this job. And if that's the case, then maybe the interviews that are going on right now are to replace him on the coaching staff. But it's a really interesting offseason for Iowa basketball at this point. And again, going back to something else that Chad mentioned there seems to be, I don't know if resentment is the right word from Fran McCaffrey, but he seems upset that people were not happy with this season. It seems to be bothering him.
Definitely. The talk about social media and the tagging of the players, and I think that's all been very visible, where they do hear what people are saying. Some people can block, some high profile teams and Division I teams and coaches can block it out. It seems as though Fran McCaffrey and his players have a little bit tougher time blocking that out, which goes back to the discussion about whether Kirk Ferentz is a genius or not for not allowing it.
Lute Olson, I mean, this is something that's gone on for almost 40 years in Eastern Iowa, the Fishbowl, and I fail to acknowledge that Iowa is the only place in college sports where I imagine any smaller locale like a Pullman, Washington, or anywhere else, basically, that's not a major metro area, you're going to have that fishbowl mentality. But there seems to be something magnified about that at Iowa that rubs certain coaches the wrong way. And I just get the sense that after a decade that Fran is in that boat. And as Chad and I were discussing, you're moving into territory now where he's going to have not one but two sons on his team. And how is he going to take any sort of criticism of this team as criticism of the team and not criticism of his family? And that's, I'm on board for it. I think it's going to be a very interesting times ahead in approaching and discussing Iowa basketball, especially as the roster continues to McCaffreyize. 5:28, we've got four more prizes left on Race to Win. I guess if we don't get through all of them today, we can certainly get around. I want to give them all away today. I want to send six people into the weekend with victories, four on Race to Win. We've got a $30 gift card to Mulligan's, and we've got tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels coming up later on this season as well. Your next chance to win is coming up in the next 30 minutes. Don't go anywhere. But first, we'll take a quick timeout. We come back. Kyle's going to get you a big board update, and then Jack Dom is going to stop by to chat baseball with us after this.
The name of the business is called Archery Veterans Barbecue and Catering Service. I grew up watching my mom in the kitchen as well as my grandfather. I absolutely loved to cook. I previously went to one bank and was told no. Hearing that word no, it's gut-wrenching sometimes. Then I walked into the Paco. The first thing they did was said, hey, look, let's open you a checking account. Where do you want to grow financially? First thing that I did state was, I want to own my own business. John wanted to know how serious I was. Give me your short-term and long-term goals. Once I did that, I came back to him with a game plan, and from that aspect, it just blossomed. Thank you for believing in me, not only as an individual, as a father, as a veteran, and as a human being.
Learn more about our impact at dupaco.com/impactful. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Sunshine, grass, beer,
baseball.
You call that a strike?
Best seats ever.
Best seats ever.
Home run, high five,
hot dogs.
Happy family.
Happy, happy family.
Twins tickets.
Twins tickets.
That's hit a long way.
Twins tickets. Get them now. TwinsBaseball.com.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Giannis and the Bucks continue to roll with a Game 1 win over Toronto. Will the Raptors respond and tie the series up in Game 2?
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on the gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
5:31, welcome back, and it is 5:31 on a Friday. That's the heart of Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Jack Dom set to join us shortly for his weekly segment, Touching All the Bases. 6 o'clock hour on the way, going to be a prize-filled 6 o'clock hour tonight as we take you into the weekend. Your next chance to play and hopefully be victorious inside Race to Win coming up in the next 15 minutes. But first, Kyle is in the studio. He's going to bring you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber. You can check them out at their temporary location, 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City, or at the Answers by Alexander showroom on South Gilbert.
Chad Lystico's recent sit-down with Fran McCaffrey came with a lot of information. Some of it you just heard from Chad a few minutes ago. For Iowa basketball fans, he addressed what's been the most discussed storyline of the season, explaining that while Isaiah Moss was fourth or fifth in shots and minutes, he believed Moss wanted to go somewhere where he would be first or second, and in what could be interpreted as a tacit acknowledgement that that wouldn't be as a senior at Iowa, McCaffrey said he hopes that that's what he finds. On the topic of why assistant coach Andrew Francis left the school, he speculated he felt it was time for a change and said he is not targeting any sort of defensive specialist as his replacement. The Iowa baseball team almost made one of its late-game rallies that had the team looking postseason bound just a couple short weeks ago, but lost in Maryland in walk-off fashion last night, 8-6. At this point, the Hawkeyes will need to snag a Big Ten tournament title to get where they want to go, but they've still got two more games with the Terps this weekend, Game 2 this evening and Game 3 tomorrow. Former Hawkeye Hannah Stewart has signed a deal to play overseas with the Lakeside Lightning in Western Australia. She'll be joining the 2018 WSBL champions fresh off of a 21-1 season. The Colonels won in Clinton last night, 5-4 in the opener of a four-game weekend series. They'll play through the weekend and return home to host Burlington Monday. Tonight after the show, we'll have Game 2 of the Raptors and Bucks on the South and Main gyms, and then at 8:30, the Twins and Mariners on the North gym. Over the weekend, we'll have all NBA playoff games as well as the PGA Championship.
Speaking of the PGA Championship, history made today at Bethpage Black on Long Island. Brooks Koepka is 12 under on the tournament and has established a new record, the lowest 36-hole score in major history. Currently, 7 strokes ahead of Jordan Spieth, who is tied with several other golfers for second place at 5 under. Brooks Koepka running away with the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black. AJ Epenesa also today named to the Lott Impact watch list. Interesting there because AJ Epenesa has started 0 college football games over the course of his career, and he is already showing up on watch lists and mock draft lists. Get ready for it. As Alex alluded to it, mock draft season is right around the corner. 2020 draft will be here before you know it. 5:30.
Is it right around the corner?
It is right around the corner. It was right around the corner. The first one came out, I think, the day after the draft this year. They were already looking ahead to 2020. 5:35 as we welcome in Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, for his weekly segment, touching all the bases with us. And Jack, let's go ahead and start with the Hawkeyes here. Tough loss for them last night, getting walked off in Maryland. They pretty much have to win the conference tournament in Omaha now to see the postseason.
Yeah, they really do. It's unfortunate because they bailed back this year after a little bit of a slow start, especially the conference season. And then they put themselves in position to potentially make it as an at-large team, but a couple tough losses at Michigan State. And then last night, it sounds like I didn't get a chance to listen to the game, but Rick was real happy with a lot of things they did. They battled offensively, and then unfortunately they gave up the big walk-off home run to end it. And so now their RPI is, in the 80s, and that's too bad because it's the team's played good. They still haven't played their best baseball, so maybe they can get everything clicking heading into the Big Ten tournament.
Let's move to Major League Baseball and head right to the NL Central. The Cubs are playing good baseball. The Brewers are playing good baseball. What do you make of the way that things are sort of shaping up here as we get into the middle of May?
Kind of what I expect is every Friday we're going to be talking, and it's either going to be the Cubs are hot, the Brewers are hot, or the Cardinals are hot. I think the three of those teams are just going to keep going back and forth all year long and, going from, 1, 2, and 3 in the Central Division. And it's going to be an interesting year. Any one of those three teams can win it. Who can sustain it the longest and play the most consistent baseball? All three of those teams have had some really good runs. And then they've all had some down times also where they have a tough week and a half. So I think it's going to be a fun race. It's going to be, the big question is, if they beat each other up so much within the league that all of a sudden you only get one wild card team out of the Central compared to getting two wild card teams, because I think all three of those teams are worthy of postseason play.
Speaking of the Cubs and Cardinals, ESPN has just announced that the June 9th Cubs-Cardinals game has been picked up for Sunday Night Baseball. I thought I would pass that along here. I don't know if you got a chance to see Yu Darvish's start earlier in the week against the Reds, but he really took his time between pitches. As a matter of fact, I know Major League Baseball probably isn't going to be too happy about that given the emphasis on pace of play, but it resulted in 11 strikeouts, and it looked like it helped him perform a little bit better. Do you think we've solved part of the puzzle here with Yu Darvish?
You know what? I did not see the outing. When Darvish was throwing, I can't remember what I was doing, but I do know this from just kind of listening to what Madden says and reading up on it. I'm not too sure it was the pace that he pitched with, but I think it was the fact that he started throwing his cutter and his slider a lot more. One of the problems is sometimes, he's one of those guys that's got 5-6 pitches. He's got the sinker, 4-seam fastball, curveball, slider, cutter, and sometimes you can be good with them all, but not master any of them. And I think he really went to his slider and his cutter, and I think that allowed him to have much more success. I think Davis, the catcher, has helped him also. The one thing about slowing the pace of the game up, I'm not a big fan of that from the standpoint of it's not just about the guy on the hill. It's about the seven other guys behind them, all those position players. And if you work with that slow of a pace, boy, it can put your defense to sleep. So I'm not a big fan of pitching slow and taking too much time. In fact, I tell my players I want them to throw the ball within 11 seconds of getting it back, and I think that's still slow. Around 7 to 8 seconds is what I would prefer. So was it that he slowed everything down, or was it that he made better decisions and went to the slider more often compared to, his four-seam fastball, his sinker? I think that's going to be a question. I think we'll probably be able to answer that part of it a little bit more in 3 or 4 starts if he continues to work extremely slow and he's not relying on his slider and his cutter as much. Maybe it is him slowing the pace of the game. I would not like it if I was playing behind him. I would not like it if I was watching him. I would not like it if I was Major League Baseball. But you know what? He's getting paid to win games, and that was his best outing. So we'll see after the next 3-4 outings.
We've talked about this in the past. I don't think it's any secret that a lot of his issues are between the ears. When you're dealing with a guy that as a coach or a manager that's going through something like that, and you know how cruel this game can be on the mind, how delicately do you handle each outing and each situation that he's put in?
The one thing I think that Hugh Darvish has done a good job is he's been very transparent. He's been very open talking about his issues, evaluating himself much more instead of kind of just running and hiding. He's been a lot more open with the media, talking about it and have an expectation. So I think that's a positive. Getting back to the pace of play, for somebody that gets in their head a lot, typically you don't want them to slow up because then they're overthinking. You'd rather see them work with pace. So I kind of found it interesting when I heard that he was working extremely slow. You would typically think as a coach that would be bad for a guy that overthinks. So it is. I think Hugh Darvish's attitude has been tremendous this year. He's really evaluating each outing, which is good. And you know what? Hopefully he can grow. The biggest thing is he's never going to be the ace of the Cubs. If you can turn him into a solid right now, if he could be a solid 5 guy, but if he could start pitching more as a good number 3 or 4, I know they'd be overpaying for that, but that at least you'd be getting some serviceable outings from him and getting a little bit of return in your investment. I just don't see him ever being better than Lester or, even Quintana. Quintana's been throwing extremely well this year. I think he's overachieving compared to what we've seen previously.
Jack, have we figured out what's ailing the St. Louis Cardinals yet?
You know what? I really haven't. I didn't have a chance to see him at all this week play. Just not very consistent. Kind of, we talked about how the three teams, the Cardinals and Cubs and Brewers are going to go back and forth. But, you know, this has been, what, about a two-week stretch here for the Cardinals where they've been in a little bit of a funk. And sometimes it's the starting pitching, sometimes it's the offense. You know, the one thing is if you can really get back to being that fundamentally strong team doing the little things, that will allow you to continue to win games when you're not swinging the bat well, or all of a sudden your starting pitching isn't what you thought it was going to be. Because, you know, their relief pitching is really, really good. They have a chance to have a great staff. They've really got a good team there. You know what? You lose a little bit of confidence and you get back on your heels. And just from a couple articles that I've read, you know, it kind of sounds like they're starting to get back on their heels a little bit instead of being that aggressive, positive mindset. So, you know, I expect them to turn it around. It sounds like the players really respect their manager, and you know, they'll get her going. Everybody has those stretches. The thing is you can't allow them to be two and a half weeks. You know, if you go 1-6, you can overcome it. But if all of a sudden you're going, you know, 2-10, that's tough to overcome and keep yourself in that playoff race or even the wild card race.
Going into last night, the Cardinals this month have had 7 games of 0 or 1 runs and then 7 games of 5-plus runs. That type of Jekyll and Hyde offense, how tough is that to sort of overcome if you're a pitching staff and you don't know what type of run support you're getting on any given night?
Well, it puts a lot of pressure on the pitching staff, you know, because you think if you give up one run, you might be in trouble. And so it's tough. You know, they're professional baseball players, though, and the pitchers have a job to do. And, you know, you just don't want to be that pitcher that goes out there and, you know, 3 starts in a row, they score 0 runs or 1 run for you. Try to start thinking, you know, what did I do wrong to these guys? Why don't they like, you know, playing for me? But it is tough. It's, you know, sometimes you pitchers try to do too much. The other thing is managing that game. Sometimes you take a starter out of the game a little bit too early because he gives up a couple of runs and you go to your bullpen earlier. And sometimes for a young manager, you start over-managing your pitching staff because you know you're not going to score many runs. So, like you said, though, they have had some games where they score 5 or more runs. If you score 5 or more runs, you should win those games in the big leagues. But the Cardinal way, you know, getting back to how they used to play and how it looked like they were starting to play earlier in the year, you know, if you execute, you're going to find a way to manufacture 3 runs a game. And that's just by hitting behind guys, guy at third base less than 2 outs, you hit a ground ball, unselfish baseball. And so they need to just get back to doing really unselfish, good, solid baseball, and that'll allow them to score at least 2 to 3 runs a game compared to be all or nothing.
Cubs and Cardinals are headed to London next year. The Yankees and the Red Sox are going to play there this year. Good idea or bad idea to take a series from St. Louis and put it in London? I've asserted with Alex that there's nothing like a Cubs-Cardinals game at either Busch Stadium or Wrigley Field, and I just don't know whether they can have that same atmosphere in London.
Yeah, you know what? Not only that, but I think it's tough on the teams with the travel. You come back and you got the long flight. It's going to affect you. I know they'll give you a day off, maybe even 2 days off. I'm not sure. I haven't seen how they set that schedule up this year. But, I always get nervous when you've got such a big draw let's go to Wrigley Field. Not only is it a big draw for Wrigley Field, but look at the entire community around it. You lose one of the biggest days for all the bars and all the restaurants and hotels. And I know it's St. Louis losing it. So it not only affects the organization, but it affects the entire community as far as what they bring in. But you know what? I've never been a big fan, even of the NFL, of Major League Baseball, going to play places and taking home games away from teams. You know, you can understand sometimes why they go down to Latin America, where you got a bunch of players that have played from there, but I'm not too sure there's anybody from London playing in Major League Baseball right now.
I want to go to the AL East, the New York Yankees. I know going into last year, there were a lot of question marks as to first-year manager Aaron Boone, how he would fit in the clubhouse and how he would be as a manager. With all the injuries, the fact that the Yankees are only a half game out of the AL East, how good of a job has he done with this team?
I think it's an amazing job. In fact, right now he'd have to be the manager of the year, or him or Rocco Baldelli from the Twins. It's amazing the job that he's doing. And you know what? They've just played good, solid baseball, too. You talk about just a consistent approach every day. He's got a bunch of minor leaguers. It seems like they're playing for him. And now their third baseman went out for the season. And, as a guy that dealt with a ton of injuries, sometimes you can get through it for a few weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. But all of a sudden, sooner or later, it just takes a toll on a team. And they start to feel sorry for themselves, and you have that stretch of bad baseball. But I think he's done a great job. They've played very consistent baseball, and really they've only had their starters. They haven't had their starters out there at all as far as the regular team that they want to put out there. So he's doing an outstanding job keeping the team positive, and they just keep plugging away, playing one game at a time. And, when they get healthy, it's going to be a pretty dangerous team to deal with. And even right now, all those guys that are filling in have done an outstanding job. You know, you've heard about some of the minor leaguers that they've brought up, guys that are big-time prospects that just haven't been able to crack the lineup because of the judges and everybody else that they have in the lineup. But they're doing a good job, and Aaron Boone definitely deserves a lot of credit for that.
Jack, appreciate the chat as always, and we'll touch base with you next Friday heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Thanks a lot.
That sounds good, and good luck with those St. Louis Blues there, Alex.
Thanks, Jack.
I know you're a big fan.
I appreciate that. We'll throw a hand pass to Jack for that one.
Since we've got a lot of baseball fans listening right now, let's go ahead and give away some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels later on this season at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 right now is going to take home a guaranteed win of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We still have inside the 6 o'clock hour tonight a $30 gift card to Mulligan's plus 4 prizes to give away on Race to Win. But if you'd like to go see the Colonels absolutely free, caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. 1600. Those Colonels tickets are yours.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Monday is Marked Down Monday at the Colonels, and that means select concession items are marked down. $1.50 for hot dogs and $1 for small popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and chips. Save money on dinner and eat at the stadium this Monday. Visit Colonels.com to purchase tickets and party at the park with the Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Get your game face on because Drive Green Demo Days are back. Come test drive the latest equipment. Attendees who register and are 18 or older will receive coupons for $500 off a 1 through 5 Series John Deere tractor, $200 off turf and utility equipment, plus savings on parts and attachments. Drive Green, don't miss it. Some conditions apply. Drive Green event dates vary by participating dealer. Please see your local participating dealer for restrictions and to learn when these offers will expire.
John Deere Drive Green Demo Days at City Tractor, May 16th through the 18th.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow. That sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Two lefties meet in game two of a four-game series. A late night coming up on Friday. We hope you join us beginning at 8:30. Hi, this is Corey Provis. It's Perez for the Twins, Gonzalez for the Mariners. 8:30 pregame, 9:10 start on your home for Twins baseball.
I'm 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600. Race to Win.
And there you have it. The winning is not done yet. We need our sixth caller to 319-366-1600. Your chance to play Race to Win, as we have eight squares remaining. That means four prizes still on the board. Let's get them matched up and put a nice shiny bow on this. The Cedar Rapids River Kings package, as well as Peter Frampton tickets, $100 to the Iowa Magic Shop, and tickets to see the Minnesota Twins. The four remaining prizes inside Race to Win.
Someone wants to get those Twins tickets. Those have been very popular with the listeners.
Can't believe that we haven't had folks. Well, I know. Here's what happens. We have people who want specific prizes, and they try like heck to get in, and they're caller number five or they're caller number seven. So the trick is always to be caller number six. Now, we've got caller number six on the line with us. Derek, we have yet to have a winner tonight. Have you been paying attention in Race to Win?
Yeah, I'm going to win something. I don't know what.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, I love the confidence here. Here are the eight squares remaining. 1, 6, 11, 12, 19, 25, 26, and 28. So give me the first square that you'd like revealed.
I'll do 19.
All right. Let's see. What is behind door number 19?
Four tickets to see Peter Frampton at the McGrath Amphitheater on July 29th.
Okay, the Peter Frampton tickets. Can you find the match?
Six.
Is it a match?
Four tickets to see Peter Frampton at the McGrath Amphitheater on July 29th.
All right, Derek, ending the 5 o'clock hour on a high note. Awesome. Congratulations. We will put you hold, and Kyle is going to get you those tickets to see rock and roll legend Peter Frampton playing along the banks of the Cedar River right here in Cedar Rapids coming up in July. Tickets on sale for that concert right now, and that means there are only six prizes remaining. Three more opportunities for you to play and hopefully be victorious inside Race to Win. The Minnesota Twins tickets are still out there. 366-1600 also tonight. If you join us in the 6 o'clock hour, we've got a $30 gift card to Mulligan's to give away. Mulligan's will be our host next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. Join us. 1060 Old Marion Road. Just take the 42nd Street exit when you're on 380 and head east until 42nd Street tees off with Old Marion Road. You're going to take a left-hand turn, and then it's the second left after that. You are in Mulligan's parking lot, and you are oh so close at that point to enjoying great happy hour specials from 3 until 6 daily. And on Thursdays, like yesterday, half-price wings from 6 until close. They've got some live bands coming up in the weeks to come, especially once the weather warms up and that patio opens up for the summer season. You can give them a follow on Facebook and keep up with everything they've got to offer there at Mulligan's. We love being there, and we're looking forward to being back there on Thursday for the next road trip. 319-366-1600 also doubles as the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We've got a lot of We've got a lot of ground to cover in the 6 o'clock hour. We've got a lot of prizes that we still need to give away, and we also need to reveal the official trifecta for the 2019 Preakness Stakes. These are my picks for win, place, and show. And I'm also going to give you, because I know people out there like to play the long shots, and it paid off with the Kentucky Derby. There's no 65-1 on the board. I think the longest shot right now in this 13-horse field is ever fast at 50-1. But I've got one that I think is going to pay some decent odds if the horse can actually wind up getting to the finish line tomorrow in Baltimore. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll set the table for what's to come inside a very busy and prize-filled 6 o'clock hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
5:58. Welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until 7 o'clock tonight, 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM, the South and North Gyms, respectively. 107.5 FM listeners, you've got Minnesota Twins baseball on tap tonight as the Twins continue that West Coast swing through Seattle. Kyle's going to have another Big Board update for you in about 20 minutes. Big Board updates on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, brought to you by Alexander Lumber, and you can also check them out at the Answers by Alexander showroom on South Gilbert in Iowa City, the temporary location, 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City is the Alexander Lumber location for the moment. We'll get you details once they get that new permanent location opened. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll get you ready for tomorrow's Preakness at Pimlico, the official, unofficial, for entertainment purposes only, Todd Brommelkamp Show trifecta, as well as what is Brooks Koepka doing to the field at the PGA Championship, and is it legal what he's doing to them in the PGA Championship? The lowest 36-hole score in golf major history. All that and more on the way after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Two of the NBA's East Finals tonight in Milwaukee between the Bucks and Raptors after the Bucks rallied with a big fourth quarter to beat the Raptors in Game 1. Toronto head coach Nick Nurse on the missed opportunity in Game 1.
You can't help but hear them. I totally ignore them all, right? I don't turn on my TV or I'm on no internet, but you hear them because not everybody ignores them, right? Yep. Not everybody ignores them. And I mean, it's as simple as this, like, to ignore them, you gotta say, in the game one loss to Orlando, I didn't play everybody enough. Game one loss to Milwaukee, I played everybody too much. So basically, when you lose, nobody's ever happy. And neither are we. The narratives are narratives. And to me, they're just a bunch of pile of words.
Game 2, Raptors at the Bucks, is on ESPN Radio and the app. Coverage starting at the bottom of the hour. Lakers have decided they will not hire a president of basketball operations to replace Magic Johnson, the source told ESPN's Ramona Shelburne. NBA has dismissed and disqualified guard Tyreek Evans from the league for 2 years after violating the NBA's anti-drug program. The 29-year-old Evans averaged 10 points per game with the Pacers this season. Second round of the PGA Tour Championship, Brooks Koepka in the clubhouse with the lead at 12 under, 7 shots ahead of Adam Scott, Jordan Spieth, and Luke List. Tiger Woods will miss the cut at 5 over. NFL, the Texans have released veteran tight end Ryan Griffin, reports ESPN's Field Yates. Griffin facing charges of vandalism and public intoxication after punching out a hotel front window last month in Nashville. Ravens signed linebacker Shane Ray and receiver Michael Floyd.
Giannis and the Bucks continue to roll with a Game 1 win over Toronto. Will the Raptors respond and tie the series up in Game 2? Find out today at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.
Now is the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get your next project started during Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers slip-ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers slip-ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers slip-ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600. Race to Win.
It's a race to get rid of these prizes before 7 o'clock tonight, but we're down to 3, which means your odds have increased of taking home one of 3 remaining prizes, including tickets to see the Minnesota Twins, the Cedar Rapids River Kings, plus we've got a $100 gift card to the Iowa Magic Shop. Those are the 3 remaining prizes. Kyle's working on getting our next contestant lined up. If you don't get through, stick around because we still have a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub to give away, as well as a couple more chances for you to join us playing Race to Win. A Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented to you, as always, on Fridays by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. You can bank with them locally in the corridor in Iowa City or Coralville. Learn more about what they have to offer and all their services at tworivers.bank. My neighborhood, my bank, Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. 604, we go to the phones, and we've got Sam in Coralville with us. Sam, have you been following along with Race to Win?
Not as much as I should be.
Okay, well, then I've got good news for you, because there are only 6 numbers and 3 prizes left, so you can take a stab in the dark here. Your odds are better than they would have been an hour ago of finding a match. So here are the 6 numbers that are still left on the virtual prize board. We have 1, 11, 12, 25, 26, and 28, and I'll give you a little help. Earlier in the first hour, 12 and 25 were paired together, and they were not a match. So with all of that knowledge, all the knowledge that I can give you legally, where would you like to start?
We'll start with 26.
26.
4 tickets to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Oakland A's on July 21st at Target Field.
All right, there are the Twins tickets in July. Can you find the match?
12.
All right, is it a match?
4 tickets to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Oakland A's on July 21st at Target Field.
Sam, you were either sandbagging or you got lucky. Doesn't matter to us either way. Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, and Kyle is going to get you directions on how you can enjoy that Twins-A's game. That is a Sunday. Should be an early start. I can't imagine that they would move that up for Sunday Night Baseball at this point, but I guess that's always something to take into consideration. The first place Minnesota Twins playing very good baseball right now, and most likely could still be leading the division in late July. So now we are down to just 2 prizes remaining. The Cedar Rapids River Kings, who are on the road this week taking on the Quad City Steam Wheelers, and 2 $50 gift cards, so $100 value to the Iowa Magic Shop. Continue listening because we also have a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road that we need to give away before 7 o'clock tonight. The Preakness is tomorrow at Pimlico. I am dialed in because somebody has to be, because I don't think many other people care about this.
You're pulling the slack for me because I'm not quite as dialed in.
Well, you've pulled more than your fair share of weight discussing the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs this week, especially with the shenanigans between the Blues and the Sharks. Did I read this right? The officials from that game, Game 3, they've been pulled off the finals. They're not doing any more games?
That's correct, and that's interesting because the Sharks have now been involved in two officiating crews being pulled off of their assignments for the rest of the postseason. The other was the five-minute major, the crew that gave the five-minute major to Cody Eakin of the Las Vegas Golden Knights in Game 7 of the first round.
It's not much consolation at this point,
right?
But at least the NHL is saying these guys aren't going to make any more mistakes in the post. Now, that is one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is usually at this point in the postseason, these are your merit-based.
And they were.
These are your better officiating crews. So now you're bringing in guys that are even worse, in theory, for the remainder
exactly
of the
right.
series. So
that was supposedly one of their highest-graded officiating crews.
And they blew an obvious hand pass that has given at least a little bit of momentum to the San Jose Sharks in that series. Winner is going to get the Boston Bruins. Boston finished off the Carolina Hurricanes last night, so a four-game sweep in the Eastern Conference Finals. Here is the official Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 2019 Preakness Stakes Trifecta, with a little consultation with WNML, the sports animal in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tyler was on the phone with me earlier today discussing some things, so I picked his brain. We both have a horse that we like to finish in the top three, but without Country House and without Maximum Security, the two winners of the Kentucky Derby, there's no hope for a Triple Crown winner this year, and therefore very little interest in this race. But for those folks who go to twinspires.com or any of the other parimutuel wagering sites out there, get a little money down before everything becomes completely kosher in July here in the state of Iowa. I've got to go with Improbable, which is the Bob Baffert horse in this race, currently the favorite at 5-2, running with it drew the fourth position in the post draw, so not terrible. I'm not always a fan of horses too close to the rail, but Bob Baffert has 7 Preakness wins in his storied career as a trainer. I think he's going to pick up number 8. Now, at 5-2, those odds are not paying back a ton on Improbable, so let's make this a little bit more interesting. Let's try to pull this out, stretch this out to an exacta. An exacta, for those who don't know horse racing, is picking the first and second place finishers in order. Bourbon War is running at 12-1 right now.
That's a fantastic name.
This is name. Tyler Ryder's selection. And
I'm surprised that's not the annual game between Kentucky and Tennessee.
Chris Felica of ESPN.com. You big fan
Chris
of him?
Chris Felica the Bear, yes.
A former football player, right?
I'm not sure, but
no?
He's on College Game Day.
Okay.
All I know, he's the Bear from College Game Day, and I met him at the Final Four.
He says, forget about getting anything close to 12-1 when this race goes off, as this is a horse that has steam written all over him, as he's a new shooter to the race, exits a solid Florida Derby, and will be stalking and closing into the pace. So there you go, 4-2 on the exacta. Now, if you really want to try to make some money, it's really difficult to do, especially in a 13-horse field, which the Preakness is not traditionally this large. Yes, thank you. You also pick up on the homage to the late, great Jay Cronley. Let's make some money. A trifecta is when you pick the first, second, and third place finishers in order. So we've got the 4. We've got the 2. I'm going to go with Owendale which drew the fifth position, 10-1 odds at the moment. Owendale was 13-1 at the Lexington Stakes and won. And this is a horse that looks like another good bet to finish high in the race. So the official trifecta for the Preakness, 4, 2, 5. And we will see what that pays back on Monday. Most likely it's going to be $0. But for entertainment purposes only, I like the 4, 2, and 5. You can box them up, throw it together a quinella any way you would like to wager on that race. Now, I did say that I had a long shot that I liked, not necessarily totally confident in this, but Signal Man, which is the 8 horse, odds currently at 30-1, and he's shown up in 6 of the 7 career races. He's made the board. So this is a horse that has come close to winning in the past, and Ken McPeak is a very good trainer. So at 30-1, I think you've got some odds here, not necessarily following up on a 65-1 Country House long shot in Slop in Louisville, but if you're looking to just go completely crazy and bet a long shot, I'm going to give you the number 8 horse, Signal Man, at 30-1. And I'm also going to give you a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road right now if you are caller number 6. That I can guarantee you will be a winner if you're caller number 6. The official trifecta for entertainment purposes only. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 will take that $30 gift card to Mulligan's off our hands. We'll be back at Mulligan's next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Looking forward to enjoying great happy hour drinks from 3 until 6 and then 6 until close next Thursday, half price wings. 6:13, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll find out who our winner is, and Kyle will get us his final Alexander Lumber Big Board update of the week on the other side of this break.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank.
Is it the "how can we help you" feeling Pat Loeffler and the members of Carpenters Local 308 get every time they stop by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust?
They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them. It's a hometown feel. You have a place that you can come in and sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
Or is it the cookies?
Oh, my goodness. I put them in top of the line. I hit their cookie counter before I leave the bank every time.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is an ad about Twins tickets. This is an ad about Twins tickets.
This is an ad about Twins tickets.
Here's where we talk about Twins tickets.
Get Twins season tickets today. With flexible plans, there's a package to fit your budget and schedule. Get the best seats at the best prices, plus 10% off food and drinks and other exclusive benefits.
That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. Here's some music.
Buy tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Two lefties meet in game two of a four-game series. A late night coming up on Friday. We hope you join us beginning at 8:30. Hi, this is Corey Provis. It's Perez for the Twins, Gonzalez for the Mariners. 8:30 pregame, 9:10 start on your home for Twins baseball.
I'm 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
6:17, we welcome you back in. Does that say Jake in Iowa City or Luke?
Jake.
Jake, okay. It's been a long week, and my eyes need some replenishing here with the eye drops as we make our way toward the finish line on a Friday, brought to you by our friends at Two Rivers Bank. Jake is going to be the winner of the $30 gift card to Mulligan's, and hopefully we'll see him in the future for a KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. PGA Championship for all intents and purposes, it is over at this point. You can bet in Las Vegas live odds while a sporting event is going on. Lots of times casinos will give you the opportunity to bet in real time. The odds adjust. Right now, you'd have to lay down $5.50 just to win a dollar back on Brooks Koepka to win. There are 36 holes remaining. Now, that's a lot of golf left to be played. So maybe there's some value there in somebody else, but a new record for 36 holes at any major. He's 12 under. He was 5 under today, shot a 65, 7 under yesterday, 7 strokes ahead of Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott, who are currently tied for second place. There's about a 6-way log jam for fourth place at 4 under. Justin Rose is at 3 under. For those of you wondering, Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson finished at even par. He shot a 69 today, 1 under. He was 1 over yesterday. Other golfers of note who are even with Zach, some guy by the name of Phil Mickelson. As Mark Dukes, our colleague on the gym class, points out on Twitter, this would be a hell of a tournament if Koepka wasn't winning it. Like, you'd have major clog at the top of the leaderboard if
he was just playing well.
If
and
Brooks
not
Koepka
out of his
wasn't
mind.
Running away with things. So right now the race is on for second place. And for those of you who are wondering why aren't they mentioning Tiger Woods, well, Tiger is 5 over, finished 5 over. He was 3 over par today. And that, I believe, ties him for 83rd, and is not going to make the cut. So the cut was at +4. So unless I'm misreading things here, Tiger's not going to make it through to the weekend, which is unfortunate for golf's ratings. And you combine the fact that Tiger is not in the hunt with the fact that there's no contest here. I mean, I guess if you want to tune in and see greatness, see just exactly what Brooks Koepka can do over the final 36 holes, go ahead and give it a shot. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of intrigue left here with this event. So there's no intrigue in the PGA Championship. There's no shot at a horse taking the second leg of the Triple Crown.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
This weekend stinks. 319-366-1600. Let's try to make it better for somebody. Let's play Race to Win right now. 319.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win. 366-1600.
366-1600. We'll take caller number 6. We've got 2 prizes remaining on the board. The Cedar Rapids River Kings prize package, as well as 2 $50 gift cards to the Iowa Magic Shop. And we'll find out who our contestant is here shortly and see whether or not they can match up squares 1, 11, 25, and 28. Lots more to get to on the program, including a story that had me almost calling in sick for work today. Something happened before I got to work, and I didn't even know if I wanted to come in.
Ric Flair?
Today.
Is he okay?
Although, Ric Flair still alive, Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, Grumpy
dead.
Cat passed away. That was my second guess. It has nothing to do with Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat dying was literally the first thing that I saw this morning when I rolled over and grabbed my phone and hit the little Twitter icon. Boom. Big picture of Grumpy Cat. Dead. Talk about getting your Friday off to a little bit of a disappointing start. Troy in North English is our contestant right now in Race to Win. Troy, have you been following along?
Not at all.
Okay, well, I got great news for you because some of the other listeners have done heavy lifting here. So there are only four squares remaining and two prizes. So you just got to match two of the four remaining squares and you're going to win either something from the Cedar Rapids River Kings or the Iowa Magic Shop. So your choices are 1, 11, 25, and 28. Which would you like to start with first?
We'll go with 11.
Four tickets, a T-shirt, and a hat from the Cedar Rapids River Kings.
Okay, the River Kings prize package, which I believe one of the other squares has been revealed.
It has.
In that. So your options are 1, 25, or 28.
Lucky 28.
Two $50 gift cards to the Iowa Magic Shop.
Oh, Shoot. So close. But
I gave somebody a winner.
You gave two people a winner is what you did there. Troy, we appreciate you listening, and thanks for giving it a shot tonight. So let's take a phone call right now to 319-366-1600. Kyle will take the first person that gets through at 366-1600. The first person that gets through, and we'll let them... It's there for the taking. They can choose now. Here, this is the benefit of being the first caller here because they get to choose between the River Kings and the Magic Shop. Maybe we've got a regular Phil Dunphy out there who would like the Magic Shop gift card, or maybe we've got a fan
of
the River
magician,
Kings.
Is Phil Dunphy a magician, I take it?
No, Phil Dunphy is a fictional character from Modern Family on ABC. It's something that old married guys like me find ourselves watching on TV. Paul in Cedar Rapids joining us inside Race to Win. Paul, we've got four squares left. Where would you like to start? 1, 11, 25, or 28?
I will take 25, please.
25.
Four tickets, a T-shirt, and a hat from the Cedar Rapids River Kings.
Okay, the River Kings. Can you match it up?
I will take, you said 11, right?
Yes.
I will take 11.
Four tickets, a T-shirt, and a hat from the Cedar Rapids River Kings.
All right, Paul, another winner tonight. Inside Race to Win, getting some Cedar Rapids River Kings tickets and some swag. And River Kings, as we mentioned, on the road at Quad Cities this week, taking on the Steam Wheelers. Kyle's going to get you your River Kings prize package, and that means before 7 o'clock tonight, we'll have a chance to hook somebody up with $100 to the Iowa Magic Shop. Aspiring magicians out there, it's yours for the taking. We've done all the heavy lifting. 14 of the 15 prizes have been revealed. We'll let you know when it's time to pick up the phone and give us a call.
So much winning.
The only thing I couldn't do was hit on any picks today at the races in Arlington, even though coming up in the ninth race, if you're a fan of classic country music, there is a horse running in Arlington today in the ninth race named Furlan Husky. And the last time that I bet on a horse solely on its name and name alone, we were in Tampa for the Outback Bowl, and Phyllis Driller came through with a big victory for yours truly. So Furlan Husky, ninth race, Arlington, it's there for the taking if you're interested.
So you're telling me that you're such a savvy horse person that you don't even bet on the names anymore. I like it.
I sometimes flip-flop between actually looking at statistics and information and numbers, and sometimes I eyeball the horses, and then sometimes I look and say, gosh darn it, that horse is named Phyllis Driller. I've got to put money on it. As long as Furlan Husky isn't a white horse, white or gray horse, I don't like wagering on them. We've got a couple developments from the NFL to get to. It's 6:26 as we make our way toward the final 20 minutes or so of the program today. The really interesting note here is that according to ESPN, the New York Jets are now open to the idea of trading Le'Veon Bell.
What? Wait. Hold on.
Yes.
That's not the Onion reporting this.
No.
This is an actual report that they're interested.
This comes on the heels of Adam Gase being named the temporary general manager this week and the revelation that he did not want the Jets to sign Le'Veon Bell to the massive contract. Trying to find the original source on that. I know it was one of the ESPN reporters, but the Jets open to trading Le'Veon. John Clayton says he believes that it's possible the Jets trade Le'Veon Bell before the start of the season.
So Adam Gase is cool to roll with Isaiah Crowell and Bilal Powell and Elijah McGuire as their running backs.
I guess it depends on what the return would be. Gase's offense is not run heavy.
They paid him, what, $14 million a year? Like half of what he was asking for? And you have a young quarterback, a second-year quarterback, that got beat up last year because he doesn't have enough around him. And that's the question with these bad teams drafting quarterbacks. Can you put enough around him to make him successful? And you have one of the best running backs in the NFL. He can do everything. And I don't want to hear he doesn't fit into their system. He fits into every system. He can catch. He can block. He can run. He's a patient runner. He can run between the tackles. And you want to trade away what might be your biggest weapon on offense that you got for half the price of what he was asking for. The New York Jets, I don't have much hope for them right now. I really don't.
Now, there was also another story today involving Jamie Collins that you found to be
unbelievable.
You want to talk about two organizations doing what both of these organizations do really well? The Jets can turn anything into a bigger cluster. And then the Patriots can pull this off.
So you all remember Jamie Collins, a Pro Bowl linebacker for the New England Patriots. And he had the audacity, as we've seen time and time again with the Patriots, if you ask for more money, if you're coming up on a contract year, Bill Belichick doesn't exactly treat you very well. So 2016 rolls around, and apparently about midway through the season, Jamie Collins went to management and wanted a new contract. Reports came out that he wanted a Von Miller type deal. He disputes that, but those are the reports. The New England Patriots on Halloween of 2016 decide, oh, you want more money, do you? We're going to trade you to the Cleveland Browns. And I bring this example up all the time because it's hilarious, in my opinion, to see how cruel yet genius the New England Patriots are. So they trade him to the Cleveland Browns because he wanted more money. Now, while he was with the Patriots, when this happened, a lot of the players on the team were shocked. I mean, it got the attention of the locker room. Devin McCourty came out and said, this is a really shocking move for us. But what it did is it made everybody else on the team say, okay, yeah, we probably shouldn't ask for more money. So Jamie Collins, one of the highest rated linebackers in the league with the New England Patriots, goes to the Browns, and the Browns give him a 4-year, $50 million contract. 26 and a half of it was guaranteed. He was so bad that they cut him after year 3 of that contract, and the Patriots just re-signed him after winning 2 Super Bowls without him for the league minimum. $150,000 signing bonus, $900,000 for his base contract in year 1. Almost all incentives, it's I think a $6 million deal, all of it, I think over half of it is incentive based. I mean, that is, you want to know why they're successful? It's because they're brutal. It's like they should be running organized crime or something. I mean, it's terrifying to see how manipulative yet genius that organization and that head coach is.
The Patriots will always find a way, and the Jets will always find a way to screw things up. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to join us on the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine & Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Kyle is with us in the studio for the final time this week. Our producer, Kyle Mann, will bring you a final Big Board update. Big Board updates on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Alexander Lumber. Check them out at their temporary location, 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City. Tis construction season or thereabouts. Maybe you're looking at putting a new deck on the back of the house or upgrading the look of the windows in your home. The Answers by Alexander showroom on South Gilbert is there to answer any and all questions you may have. Here's Kyle.
Chad Lystico's recent sit-down with Fran McCaffrey came with a lot of information for Iowa basketball fans. A lot of it you might have heard directly from Chad here on this show during the second hour. He addressed what's been the most discussed storyline of the season, explaining that while Isaiah Moss was fourth or fifth in shots and minutes, he believed Moss wanted to go somewhere where he might be first or second, and in what could be interpreted by me as a tacit acknowledgement that wouldn't be as a senior at Iowa, McCaffrey said he hopes that's what he finds. On the topic of why assistant coach Andrew Francis left the school, he speculated that Francis just felt it was time for a change and said he's not targeting any sort of defensive specialist as his replacement. The Iowa baseball team almost made one of its late-game rallies that had the team looking postseason bound just a couple short weeks ago, but lost in Maryland in walk-off fashion last night, 8-6. At this point, the Hawkeyes will need to snag a Big Ten tournament title to get where they want to go, but they've still got two more games with the Terps this weekend. Game 2 is this evening and Game 3 tomorrow. Former Hawkeye Hannah Stewart has signed a deal to play overseas with the Lakeside Lightning in Western Australia. She'll be joining the 2018 WSBL champions fresh off of a 21-1 season. The Colonels won in Clinton last night, 5-4 in the opener of a four-game weekend series. They'll play through the weekend and return home to host Burlington on Monday. Tonight after the show, we'll have Game 2 of the Raptors and Bucks on the South and Main gyms, and then at 8:30, the Twins and Mariners on the North gym. Over the weekend, we'll have all NBA playoff games as well as the PGA Championship.
The Hawkeyes currently trailing Maryland 2-0 in the third inning in that contest.
So to give you some of the numbers on Jamie Collins, his last year in New England, Pro Football Focus gave him an 88.6 grade. So that would be fourth highest among any qualified linebacker in the NFL.
And the Patriots said, no, we're not going to pay you.
No, in 2017, his first year of that $26 million guaranteed contract with the Cleveland Browns, 35.9, 82nd among qualified linebackers. He was barely a backup linebacker in the NFL. He went from fourth highest grade in the NFL to being worse than 81 other linebackers in the league.
And I don't know if he's going to get back to being a top five linebacker, but
I guarantee he's going to be worth a lot more than $950,000, and he's going to be a lot better than 82nd in the league.
The Patriots know what they're doing, man. The Patriots know what they're doing.
It's almost scary.
366-1600 as we make our way toward the finish line with us. A Friday edition of the show presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. My neighborhood, my bank. You can check out Two Rivers online at tworivers.bank. Two Rivers Bank and Trust member, FDIC. Cubs on top of Washington early thanks to a double by Javier Baez. They lead 3-0. We'll get you a rundown of the other Major League Baseball scores before we get off the air this evening. The Stanley Cup Finals are 50% a set. The Boston Bruins sweeping the Carolina Hurricanes last night in four games. When is Game 4 of the Western Conference
tonight.
Finals? That's tonight. I was thinking it was tomorrow.
About half an hour.
For some reason. Okay. So this is going to be another quick exit. Everybody leaves the building in a hurry on Fridays, but this is really going to, we've all got places to go this weekend and people to see. I almost didn't make it into the building today because as I was at home perusing social media before I walked out the door, a video popped up on Facebook of my coworkers wrangling something that had made its way into the building.
Oh, no.
We have a longstanding policy here at this company that we do not leave the doors propped open, because especially in the wintertime, critters like mice will find their way into the building. It doesn't take much. You leave the door open, something's going to get inside. This wasn't a mouse. This was a creature that eats mice. A snake.
What?
A snake made its way into the building today. There's video evidence of this. I believe it was wrangled by our engineer Tucker, along with the assistance of Chris Jackson, who's one of our grand poobahs here. It was not a huge python by any stretch of the imagination. It was also not necessarily a rinky dink earthworm size. This was a
substantial size snake.
I mean, this was probably a good maybe 8 inches long. 7 inches long. It was small, yes. I hate snakes so much more sickness and illness in the household. Just going to take a 3-day weekend. Thanks a lot. But I said, no, I can't do that. There's so much going on in the sports world today. I got to be here to talk about what's going on. And then we've done a show here for the better part of the last 2.5 hours, which has skirted around some of the issues in the sports world, although we have touched on Brooks Koepka running away with the PGA Championship. And the Le'Veon Bell story, which I think is going to blossom into something much larger over the weekend, because this is just John Clayton planting the seed, and ESPN will water this and tend to the garden so that on Monday, Stephen A. and Max Kellerman can shout back and forth about it on First Take, and then by the time we're back in the studio for local programming with Scott and Mark at 3 o'clock, the tree will be bearing fruit.
Are you saying that people plant news to talk about it?
Not necessarily plant news, but ESPN really knows how to put its green thumb to use. They are master gardeners when it comes to taking a story, taking a rumor, and really, really putting some fertilizer on
Definitely.
It and making it grow.
By the way, we planted some seeds as a KGYM sports office. Do you remember this?
I do remember this. We were starting a miniature garden here in the on the windowsill, and I don't see it anymore.
I'm happy to report it is outside, and the seeds have sprouted. We have a plant.
We have brought forth life on this planet.
That's what we do.
We should give it away to a listener somewhere down the road when it's fully in bloom. Do you remember what type of flowers they were? We got these flowers in the mail from somebody, and we decided we're going to put them to good use. Seeds, flower seeds. 6:39, it is a huge weekend for those of you who watch a particular HBO show by the name of Game of Thrones. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, an opportunity for our resident Game of Thrones expert, our producer Kyle Mann, to ruin your Sunday. He has not seen the finale, but he's going to look into the future, and he's going to give us his prediction on what happens. And people haven't seen this. They're already not happy about the way the show ends. I've never seen anything like this before, where a rabid and passionate fan base of a TV show is up in arms before the finale even airs. 6:40, we'll take a quick break. More of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Whatever you drive should feel like a sweet ride, right? That's why I take my baby to Mylux in Cedar Rapids. They treat her with kid gloves and treat me like I know what I'm talking about. I always feel good walking in there, and I really appreciate their complimentary customer shuttle. They even donate 5% of my bill to my kid's school. And when I pick up my car at Mylux, they leave candy on the dash. How sweet is that?
Mylux Complete Auto Care, 2010 Sylvia Avenue Northeast. Open now during remodeling. Cedar Rapids, MylexAuto.com.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. Are we done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
This isn't just the sound of an Amazon box. It's the Amazon box that turns your backyard into the neighborhood pool party. And this is the Amazon box that helps your kids go from training wheels to full-on daredevils. And this Amazon box turns you into a barbecue legend. This is the sound of summer in a box. Amazon's got everything you need this summer for your home, garden, and more.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Giannis and the Bucks continue to roll with a Game 1 win over Toronto. Will the Raptors respond and tie the series up in Game 2?
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on the Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM. 6:43, your final chance to be victorious with Race to Win. We're not even going to make you go through the motions tonight, but coming up in a few minutes, we'll have an opportunity for you to take a $100 gift card, actually two $50 gift cards, to the Iowa Magic Shop off our hands before we get off the air tonight as we make our way toward the top of the hour. Twins baseball, as you heard, coming up this evening as Minnesota is on the West Coast facing off with the Seattle Mariners. Twins continue to roll. Martin Perez has been a huge part of their success so far this year. He will be on the mound for them tonight. Albert Elmora has hit a two-run home run off Max Scherzer, so the Cubs now lead Washington 3-0. You've got the Cardinals, who are starting an interleague series in Texas tonight at 7:05. The White Sox at home, they continue with the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Royals are in L.A. to take on the Angels. That's a 9:07 first pitch for all of our Royals fans here in Eastern Iowa. Kyle has joined us in the studio, rejoined us in the studio. We're done with Alexander Lumber big board updates today, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you dreading Sunday night on HBO? The finale, the series finale of Game of Thrones is set to air this weekend.
You could ask me that question, how much am I dreading? How excited am I? You could ask it pretty much any emotion that you wanted to throw in there, and it would be a 10, positive or negative. This week is, I mean, it's going to be crazy. There's really not a whole lot to say. This show's been going on for so long. It's become such a big deal, and this is the end of it. It's this weekend. You really cannot be any more excited than the Thrones fans are right now.
Did you get a chance to see that Peter Dinklage interview that I told you about?
I did.
Did you read anything into that? I think he was throwing shade.
Very much.
Okay.
So. The Thrones fans basically since episode 3 of this season have totally gone totally gone off the reservation. It was, you know, I didn't want to bring this part of it to the air, really, because I don't want to discourage people from watching Thrones or becoming part of the community, because part of it is like going online, reading other stuff, or at least it was for a long time, and the community has totally gone to crap because this season has been a little bit weird. And so,
aren't there like a million people online that have signed a petition that want the creators to reshoot the entire scene, just pretend like it never happened?
Yeah. Yeah, there is. I mean,
I'm sure there are people out there that have made it through various shows of this show in the past that have been like, man, can they go back to 4 o'clock and just redo the next 3 hours? But that's obviously not happening. So what happens on Sunday night? Who winds up on the Iron Throne?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's not technically a spoiler alert because it's a prediction. And we do this with sports all the time, and people don't get upset when we predict, the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. So I don't see how anybody could possibly, any rational adult, could be upset that we're predicting what happens on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, this is only going to be a prediction. Like, there's only a prediction, but there's only so many different ways things can go from where we're at. So, you know, I can't really tiptoe around it. I'm taking the gloves off, and as of a few seconds from right now, I'm going to be going right into stuff. So, yeah, very, very much, this prediction could be so true that it will feel like a spoiler if it happens. So I'm sorry for that, but you've been warned. I'm pretty sure on Sunday we are going to see our lead protagonist, Mr. Jon Snow, take the life of his once nephew, Daenerys. I think the show is in a position right now where they've clearly positioned her as, you know, she's referred to as Mad Queen. She's gone Mad Queen, and she has no support left in the entire realm. And so basically, from where we're at, I see no way that Daenerys isn't killed, and Jon technically receives power, whether or not, and I guess here's where there's still some unknown, is because Jon is gonna at least have his chance to sit on the throne. If Jon wants the throne, it's going to be his. But what's interesting is I don't necessarily know if he's going to want it. And there's kind of been a big theme this season is that it doesn't really matter what Jon wants. It matters what the people wants. One of the big quotes that's been called upon several different times is power resides where men decide it does. And the men of Westeros, the people of Westeros, want it to be with Jon Snow. And so something weird would have to happen for Jon to relinquish that power. But to answer your question, Jon Snow ends up on the Iron Throne.
What's your best guess as to the reaction of the quote-unquote community to the finale? You think people are going to be grabbing torches and pitchforks and demanding? I don't get this country. There's some serious crap going on in this country where you would think people would be protesting right and left and nobody lifts a finger, and then a TV show upsets us. And we're
signing
in the streets.
Yep.
Reshoot the entire season. Make it like that season on Dallas where Pam walks in and Bobby's in the shower. And it was all you guys aren't going to get that reference at all, but it was probably one of the worst episodes of television history ever when the producers of Dallas decided to walk back on having killed J.R. Ewing's brother Bobby off. And so she walks in and finds him in the shower, and it was all just a dream, that season that was terrible. Maybe this is all a dream. Was Bran the horse, by the way, last week? You think that?
No, I don't think that. Now, people are so desperate.
I'm rooting for the guy in the wheelchair.
I spent a lot of time. I was part of that community. I was a diehard. I read a lot of book stuff and theories and all that.
It's always it's too obvious.
Yeah.
If it's Jon Snow. You got to go off the board.
Therein lies the problem that a lot of people are having with this season, is that things have just gotten really obvious and lazy.
Well, there was a Starbucks cup that wound up in the middle.
Exactly. That is supposed to just be a funny little thing. It could happen to any show, but given the trajectory that Game of Thrones is on, that was such an unfortunate mistake because it falls right into the whole laziness idea.
It really drives home the idea that they don't care.
Yeah.
Kind of like doing a 10-minute segment on Game of Thrones on a sports talk show. I don't, you've got to talk about what people find interesting, and there's an entire, as Kyle said, community out there of people that are throning out on Sundays, and this is it. We have a colleague who works in the office next to us, and it was almost like these two were embracing on the deck of the Titanic after it hit the iceberg.
It was intense.
Because
I was like,
he's
what happened?
To
oh,
Lady
yeah.
J on Z102.9. He's
this
like,
be the last time.
This is the last time I'm going to see you. See you on the other side.
You really never know.
It's a TV show. It's crazy how much this has gripped the nation.
And meanwhile, Big Bang Theory ends last night, and I wasn't even aware that it was the finale or that it was still on TV. Because every time I see an episode of Big Bang Theory before I change the channel, it's always one from 6 years ago in syndication.
The show's just too smart for me. I'm not smart enough to get the jokes.
And I just never really got into it. 319-366-1600. We are at the end of the line, not only for another week of broadcasts, but Race to Win. But we still have one remaining prize, so caller number 6. The prize is a $100 gift card to the Iowa Magic Shop. That's the prize that's left. It just worked out that way, and it's yours. If you're caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600, no pretenses, no making you match up the final remaining squares, although for the record, Alex, they were squares 1 and 28.
Two $50 gift cards to the Iowa Magic Shop.
See, I did the heavy lifting for you. You just need to be caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is. And you've got a big hockey game to watch tonight.
I do.
Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. This game is in St. Louis.
It is in St. Louis.
I'll take the Blues to even the series. This thing has 7.
Right.
This thing has 7 games written all over it.
Meanwhile,
the Bruins are just going to sit back and kick up their feet, maybe go hang out at a Red Sox game or two, and we'll see whether or not that causes any issues in the weeks to come. My little guy and I are taking a guy's weekend. We're giving Mom at least 24 hours to herself to do whatever she wants without a screaming toddler running around. So I've got that to look forward to, and that means I'm going to pawn him off on somebody else so that I get like 2 hours without a screaming toddler running around. We will reconvene on Monday, local programming with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. This has been a Friday.